in a good mood. Moody upset me this morning, and so this could be a 30-minute show. I'm not even, you know. Moody's just, he never stops upsetting me and taunting me and tantalizing me with his wit. Okay, anyway, the point is, we hate Moody. I might leave. What a good time to change all the voice processing on the AI so we don't have it for shows. We have no voice chats this morning. That's going to make a lot of people happy. Super tips are working, though. Please use the super tip system over the super chat system, even though we don't have the annoying voices today. Again, is this because I told you you'd burn more than $5 worth of calories if you stood up? Shut up. He did say that to me last night. You know, he also, again, I love our, we're in the middle of a crisis. We don't have our AI voices working. And what's Moody working on? Oh, he's over at some other AI site making country songs. Last night, Moody spent 30 to 78 minutes making country music, as if he's going to get discovered as you know, New Zealand's number one country artist. Hit the like button. And then he sent me, you know, 700 to 800 of these songs he made. And then this morning, he wants to have a production meeting. This morning, he wants to tell me which ones are good. This morning, he wants to pipe up as if I have the time. Hey, I sent you a bunch of songs last night that I made. These few are good. These couple are good. You should play these ones. Why are you sending me the shitty ones? Well, I didn't know which ones were good until after. I just started sending every one I made. And then after I made 30, I realized 3 of them were good. So I'm just telling you, why don't you make them all and then send me the good ones? Why don't you make them all and send me the good ones? Because I think Sheila Aliens made one last night that's better than all of them. It's, you know, I think country might be a mistake. We're making country because Aaron likes country, but if we're going to try to sell an album, you know, I don't know. FKA Mommy says, just sent NLO an email, might be nudes. I'm telling you, if it's nudes, you're going to get arrested. I'm underage. I always thought it would be a good, oh God, what is this? Oh, I see your photos. Okay. Mommy's wearing a Hackamania hat. Now, she's not even coming to Hackamania, and she's wearing a Hackamania hat. And it says not for public consumption. I'm just supposed to jerk off the pictures of you in a hat? You either have to send me better photos if I'm going to keep them private, or you have to let me use your photos if they're just of you modeling a Hackamania hat. This feels like a waste of time. How am I supposed to come? Can you ask people that seriously? How am I supposed to come? How am I supposed to come? Meh. Meh. All right, we're going to watch the... we're going to get into the songs. And then we have an art contest today, too. You have a couple more hours. You want to get your stuff in for the April Imholt Next Job Art Contest. We had a Next Job Art Contest. What's April going to be doing for her next job? We'd love to see. Send it in to contest at Nobody Likes Onions. We've got time. All right, so we got a lot of AI songs from Moody. We got a lot of AI songs from fans. This Sheila Aliens, I think it was Sheila Aliens one. Oh, God. I think it's pretty good. I think we're going to play it. And Moody, we'll listen to all Moody's. You know, Moody sent in, 400 to 500 songs. We'll listen to them all. We're going to listen to them all. We're going to do a quick Steel Toe segment today. I'd be stupid if we didn't catch up on some Steel Toe stuff. Also, the fans have put together a forensic timeline that merges together what was happening on the show with what was happening with April's playlist and when she added songs. And now we're able to, you know, line those up and see kind of where her mind was. So that's going to be interesting. We're going to go over that. And I think it's important we take another look at April's last show ever on Steel Toe, which, of course, was Can April Fly Solo? On April 1st. Can April Fly Solo? I don't know. I don't know. We're going to find out. Stay tuned. It's Nobody Likes Onions. And I think we have a new guy today. We haven't introduced a new guy in forever. People send me new guys all the time. Patrick, could this be a guy? Could this be a guy? Could this be a guy? You know, I don't know. I don't know. Tiger Lily says, writing songs instead of fixing cracking mics. We've got to get to the bottom of this. What is this accusation? It's the third or fourth person I've heard say this. What's cracking about my mic? There's nothing cracking on my mic. We have the best sound in the biz. This is audio. This is crisp. There's no background noises. When we had a hiss on the cable, we replaced it immediately. What are you talking about? You might want to check your Harman Kardon speakers that came with your 1994 Dell. I don't know what to tell you. Why don't you have a look at those Altec Lansings, huh? Why don't you unplug those and pop them back in? You think it's me? You think it's me? Douglas W. says your mic is shit. I mean, it's an SM7B. It's an industry standard microphone. It's an industry standard microphone. I'll not have it. I'll not have it. So I don't know what you think you're listening to or what you think's happening. I don't know if you're listening to this over some shitty, like, Bluetooth puck you got as a free gift in a swag bag at some event. I don't know if you're listening to this on generic, earbuds that came with your crappy Android phone. I don't know what you're hearing, but there's no static. There's no crackle. There's barely a snap or a pop. Get real. Get real. It's pure, perfect audio. There's nothing crackling. If there's a crackle, it's your dad. Go check on him. If you're hearing a crackling, it's the brittle bones of that mama in the other room. Go check on her and turn her over. I'm not going to sit here all day while you accuse me of crackling. Did you fix the video yet? And now I'm going to sit here while you tell me there's a problem with the video. Is the video crackling too? I can't mention it again today. I'm not today. It might just be bands. I'm irrational. I'm going to be Aaron today. I'm just going to start booting people. And you might never get back today. That's the problem. It's like, I'm in a mood today. You may never come back. Tell me my video's crackling. That doesn't even make sense. Crackle's a sound. I'm losing it. I'm really losing it. Citizen M said his clip speakers are crackling. I'm losing it. I'm kidding. I don't know if I'm losing it or not, but I'm close to losing it. I'm not losing it, but I'm at a place where I could see myself losing it. Do you know what I mean? I'm not rolling down a hill, but I could be tipped. You won't believe what I've got going on today. You won't believe what I have going on today. So you think I need any of this? You think I need any of this? I've got a man coming to my house today to handle business. More money than you've ever seen in your life. More money than you've ever seen in your life. Little Lemmy still can't find the link for the super tip system. Did I hear last night? You know, I gotta admit this, I'm a little jealous. I was listening to some clip last night, and I don't know what was auto-playing on my computer. I don't know if this was a My Lost Interest or a Franklin Shekelman. Boy, this what's his name? Fuck, now I can't remember his actual name. Franklin Shekelman? Anyway, The Institute for Ray DeVito Studies. This guy just puts out videos that try to understand what the fuck Ray's talking about and where he's coming from. It's fascinating stuff. It's fascinating stuff. And I was watching this, but I was watching a video last night of, I think it was Stuttering John talking about being very attracted to Lemmy. And he asked Quadfather, did you tell Lemmy that I think she's cute? Now, this is very, like, high school stuff. Did you tell Lemmy that I think she's cute? Did you tell Lemmy that I think she's cute? Why don't you tell yourself? You know, why don't you tell yourself? First of all, she, as far as I know, Lemmy dates a man named Granny. So that's where the attractiveness of Lemmy begins and ends with me. You look at Lemmy, you might go, maybe. And then you're like, she's got a boyfriend named Granny. And you can count all of his teeth on one finger. I would go, ooh. I'm out. Clearly there's something wrong with it. No woman dates a man named Granny. No woman marries, or I don't know if they're dating or married or just playing grandma and grandpa. I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to know. You know what I mean? I don't want to know. I think it's better that way. I think it's better if Lemmy and I, and this is Patrick speaking, we just let it linger, what could be. And we don't ever have to really explore it, her and I, you know. I don't want to know if she's attracted to me, and I don't want her to know if I'm attracted to her. Let's keep our cards close to our vest, and let's keep a granny in between. And let's never, ever, ever tell each other how we really feel. Unlike Stuttering John, who's like, did you tell her that I think she's pretty? I think she's pretty. I'd love to lay her down on my bed while I pump away and drool into her lips. Do you think he drools like that while he's fucking Stuttering John? Does he just have copious amounts of phlegm at all times just leaking out of his face? He had a pipe burst the other day. I couldn't believe it. The freeze frame I saw, you would need a bucket to catch the fire hose of fucking spit coming out of his mouth. Can you imagine what his computer screen or table looks like, just covered with all of his fucking gum goo? It's fucking gross. It's fucking gross. Mason in Portland. Joey C has booked his flights to Vegas, confirmed. Yeah, I already's leaving Tampa 8 a.m., flying to Baltimore, 10-hour layover, and then he gets into Vegas at 11:30 at night. Who's helping this man? And why would they even make tickets so you can do that? That's the routing? Oh, God. All right, this is a song called Hand Stained by Moody and what's it called? Sonora? Ureth? What's the thing called with the AI?
In the morning, light April rises from her bed, thinking about the dreams she left behind, the words left unsaid. Steel toe morning show where she used to shine, now just a memory left behind. April's got her hands stained from spray paint valves. It's not the paint that leaves her feeling so small.
People don't like this one.
She's known as the scrimp in a world so unkind. But it's Aaron's lies that leave her heart behind. Aaron, he's the man with the mic in his hand, but behind the scenes it's slipping from his command. kids from another life.
Jesus, stop bringing the
legal file.
Stop bringing the kids into it.
While April's left wondering where they lost sight. Divorce countdown online, ticking by the day. Love stories ending in a public display.
All the songs,
Aaron, he keeps smiling.
All the AI songs are like 2 minutes 40 seconds. They're all so formulaic.
While April's left drowning in the tears she hides, so April paints her sorrow on vows old and rusted.
April paints her sorrow on valves old and rusted. What the fuck?
But until that day comes, she'll keep painting on through, hoping one day her skies will turn blue.
Imagine worrying about AI music. They can't all be great. And again, these are the ones Moody sent these to me. Ah, Moody sent these. These are going to be good. Melton's going to like these. I'll just send these all day.
Well, gather around, folks. Let me tell you a tale about a man named Aaron on a steel-toed train. His show was a hit, but his marriage did strain. And along came the trouble, old as the fat onions rain. Fat onions are coming.
Fat onions are coming.
Documenting woes, stirring up a mess. April's face in focus, every single morn, bringing down the steel toe show like a thunderstorm. Like a thunderstorm. Patrick Melton, jester with his weighty frame, found joy in their...
Yeah, these are awful, Moody. But at least we don't have AI tips. At least the AI tips aren't ready this morning. At least they're not ready, so Moody can make these songs. Now, this is the one Moody's really proud of. I gotta play this one. Moody messaged me this morning. He goes, I think this one's gonna be a hit. I think this one could be the one. This could be our new single on the album. Moody says this is the hit. You ready? Here we go. This is called Another Win for Steel Toe.
Well, I wake up in the morning, put on my best smile. Hop on the mic, it's gonna be worthwhile. Telling everyone that life's just grand. But deep down inside, I'm playing in quicksand. Got my ex-wife's new book on the shelf. Dealing with divorce, it's bad for my health. But I'll spin it around, make it sound so sweet. Cause in steel toe and I can't accept defeat. I'm another win for steel toe, that's what I say. But behind the curtain, it's all shades of gray. Living in denial, can't face the truth. But I'll keep on smiling for the sake of my youth. April's gone, she's out the door. Left me alone with this mess on the floor. But I'll keep on trucking, put on a show. The steel toes gotta shine, don't you know?
Don't you know? Don't you know?
Financial troubles, they're knocking on my door. But I'll pretend I'm rolling in dough galore. Lost our spot on the airwaves, Twitch said goodbye. But I'll keep on preaching, telling another lie. Another win for Steel Toe, that's what I say. But behind the curtain, it's all shades of gray. Living in the now, can't face the truth. But I'll keep on smiling for the sake of my youth. They call me movie, they say I'm a joke. But I'll keep on strutting like I'm a king folk. The divorce count is ticking, can't stop the clock. But I'll keep on denying, can't handle the shock. Another win for steel toe, that's what I say. But behind the curtain, it's all shades of gray. Living in denial, can't face the truth. But I'll keep on smiling for the sake of my youth.
Yeah, I'm another win for Steel Toe. That's my claim, but deep down inside it's all the same. Just a man with a microphone wearing a disguise.
These are awful. These are awful. I mean, look what you've done to DK. I've never seen this happen in my lifetime. No message. Now, I don't know if the system's broke or DK is so blinded by your awful music that he can't even type a sentiment. Not an emoji, not a word. No message. No message. And it just goes to show you again, it really is. You got to get, it's not like the voice chats where you type it in and it's got to, it's got to render it right. And you got to get a little bit lucky. And if you don't get lucky, it still kind of works. You've got a song, you've got a structure, you've got a melody, you've got lyrics, it's got to interpret the lyrics and the syllables exactly as you intended them. So if you're not a good writer and then it misinterprets it, I mean, there's just so many things that have to go right to get a banger out of an AI songwriting thing. So look, can you get bangers out of it? I'm sure. Are they all going to be automatic bangers? No. And you're going to end up confusing DK. I refuse to be forced to type a message to give money. See, you've upset people by bringing down the AI voice chats today. And it's, I don't know how we rectify this. When we want to know which breed of dog tastes best, we'll check in with you, Moody. Otherwise, pipe down. You guys loved it. You couldn't get enough of his AI songs the other day. It was all gravy. I don't know. Maybe country's not it, and maybe another genre. Sheila Aliens made this video. I'm going to play this for you now. This is called Ain't My Kids, Cool Bird. And you tell me if you like this one better. It's got a little bit of a video with it, so let's give it a shot.
Mind drop the beat. Fuck you. Turn them all to you, broke hokey. Never told a joke. You fail your life and you suck at karaoke. Sat that bar looking like a Zydo. Lip bass wrist so weak. Choking that whiskey. Douchebag fucking goatee. When you're on your live streams lying and coping. No harms, no charm. It's all in your head. Believe movie. But hey, hear me out. Hear me out. This ain't your baggage claim. It's your baggage claim. This ain't your baggage. Them ain't my kids. It's what it is. Them ain't my kids. Them ain't my kids. Them ain't my kids. It's what it is. Them ain't my kids.
It gets better. It actually gets better in the second verse.
Not my sweet. Not my kids. I'm so solo. So I am free.
Is Billy Cool Bird.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Is Billy Cool Bird.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah. Collect the Alice rip on a blimp. You a girly arm having big titty lip. Whip too broke to be a sin. 10 times out of 10, your anti-woke grip is cringe. But when I collect the alimony, script wins. That the script bitch can steal your audience. They'd rather see me slaughtering deers and hogs and shit. They'd probably rather see me gutting the dough. They'd probably rather see me slitting the throat. Leaving it bleeding all on the floor. It's, I believe, they much prefer to listen to you beg for money. And don't deserve. Them ain't my kids. You won't see me, I'm out of town. I'm busy with my pineapple upside down. It's a no fact. Smacking cracked out hip holes in the sack. Kicking it with Nikki and Mrs. Rackets. Licking up the drip, Eddie dripping Mac salad. Running down her back. Cracking, I'm stacking on rackets. Call it a bad habit, I call it a tactic. Learn it from the rackets. Cause it is what it be. That it is that it be. And I fact get lacking. Them ain't my kids. It's what it is. Them ain't my kids.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So that's the thing. It's like, maybe we get out of the country genre, you know? Look, where the winners bite cold, I posted up on YouTube yesterday. People have said they listened to it 15 times. So people love it. Where Winners Bite Cold is a banger of a country song. The problem is lightning in a bottle, you know? Moody might be a one-hit wonder. And he's doing that thing that artists do when they get desperate after a hit, where he's just spending all day in the lab with a pen and a pad trying to get this damn label. You know, he's trying to create another hit, and it's like, Moody, you got to be inspired. Just like a really cool bird. Just like a really cool bird. You know, that's, you can't make that up. That one slaps. This one you could bang. See? Bill Bixby hates this one, but people like it. Lemmy says, where do we send these songs? You can send them into NLO@nobodylikesonions.com. I'll play the good ones. We're not going to play every one of them every day anymore, but this is a... I just want to hear, like a really cool bird. Them ain't my kids. Billy Cooper. That's my favorite part. I am free. Billy Cooper. Na na na. Billy Cooper. Na na na. Really cool bird. No. See, like, if you took pieces of this song and rearranged it then with a human mind, because it's not perfect. But if you took this song idea, like, if you can you tell the AI to break it all out? Instruments, vocals, everything? Because you could take that and sample it and put it together and reassemble it. Like, you want to put drops in of Aaron and April into the song and stuff? You could take this to the next level. You could really make these really, really good. So what I think AI will be good for is, like, generating... structures or melodies or beats or hooks, and then they're gonna, a human's gonna have to take those apart, those components, and kind of like assemble them into a, at least for now, you know. So I think that's where the future will be. Somebody said, yeah, you can do that. That, so yeah, if you could, if I imagine that's like a premium subscription thing, but it's splitting those out into instrument parts and stuff. You could make some really cool bangery type beats. Now everyone is Kanye West. No, this is what I'm saying though. It takes a like even that really cool bird song is good out of the gate like that. But if you took it and really made it good, like that, like a really cool bird, like that doesn't repeat. But that could be the hook. So a human needs to like extract those parts and rebuild the song differently to where it has that. Because that could be like really cool bird. That should be throughout the whole song. But it's not. So that's how I feel about the AI song stuff. I haven't played with it yet. I haven't tried it. But it's pretty good. I mean, look, everybody's like, oh, it sucks. It's like, I mean, it's better than you could do. It's probably better than you could do. We might have like six guys who could do better, like from scratch, musically. But I don't know. DK199 super sticker, thank you very much, guys. Sorry about the AI chats again. I can't help it. Believe me, it's hurting my money. Funds are down. We're not hitting goals. Today's YouTube payday. Oh, yesterday was YouTube payday. So Kevin Brennan ought to be in a good mood. I bet his money's down. Roger Rodriguez, member for 36 months. 36 fucking months. That's 3 years, you know. So that's crazy. Maybe they have a mistaken, maybe they have mistaken the lisp for a hiss. Calabama, who I thought was broke, sit on this industry standard. Single mother of five. Do you know why Win by Two wasn't on yesterday? No, I don't. Can you imagine? Dabbleversity. Someone needs to make music vids out of these. Lol. Hackamania must have these AI songs on blast. I don't know. I don't think people like... You have to understand about Hackamania. I don't know if, like, Carl's WAT people know about NLO and Steel Toe. I don't know if NLO people know about WATP. I don't know. And then we got Joey C bringing this, says he's bringing this DG guy. I don't like this DG guy. He lays too much for me. I don't like guys who lay. Don't show up on my stream if you're laying down. And then somebody sent me this. This could be an interesting clip to watch.
And it's just little things. And you know how much better my life is right now? It's fucking unbelievable. I don't care if I lived in a car, I'd be happy.
All right, Bob, calm down.
The way things are with everyone else around me. That's all that matters. God damn it. Vince Griswold, $5. Thank you. Would you ever consider being a drink tosser for hire? Are you busy May 31st to July 2nd for Hackamania? I don't know if they need a drink tosser, but I'm willing to do it.
Now, a drink tosser is what? You stand by the rail, and if Kevin Brennan approaches, you toss a drink on him? I don't know. Like, I was never against having Bob Levy at Hackamania, you know, but when we discussed this last year, Bob was like, I need a guarantee. Like, you know, if I do a gig like that, I got to get a guarantee. And we weren't giving nobody guarantees, apparently, except Ray DeVito. So I can't, you know, I can't go to Bob Levy and be like, I guarantee, you know, you come on out, you'll make $1,000. I can't do that when nobody else is guaranteed money. You know, again, if we don't sell any more tickets, nobody gets paid. You know, we're not doing, we've sold 3 tickets, Tiff, Dr. Steve, and Joey C. Those are the only tickets we've sold. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. So I don't, you know, I can't be, but I do like the idea of having a drink tosser. Could be like part of our security.
That was just ice. It was a plastic cup. I couldn't reach. I was trying. I tried so hard. I was close. The first time I was so fucking close. I was like, you know, when you go fuck with an animal at a zoo, that's how close I was when I fucking came.
We got to get kicked out of a casino for throwing a drink. Why?
Yeah. Unbelievable. To what? Did I say what? Did I say douche? Why? You think I'm calling you? What the fuck is the matter with you?
So I thought that was good. So if anybody wants to sponsor Bob Levy to come out and toss drinks, it's not like a bartender. He's not slinging drinks. He's tossing drinks. He's tossing drinks. DK, need a video of this banger with Mommy, Sketty, Tiff, Flat Cat, Lemmy, Tarnished Maiden, and Mrs. Bentley. A little Moulin Rouge, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? What? No, I'm too drunk to even think about it. Patrick, you're drunk? Maybe. On power, with Pat, on, what do they say? Moody's upset me so much this morning, I may never, ever recover from this. And if he hadn't done this next piece, we may never forgive him ever. But you're not going to believe this piece. This, every time you're impressed by this show, it should be, it's not even me. It's fans doing something. God knows I've got no talent. But I do bring you talented people who do talented things. So hit the like button. 90 likes is where we're at. 90 likes. This is how you want me to start my Monday? You know, I could leave you right now, and you'll all just be twirling your little penises until Mazer gets here. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Would you like me to leave you until Mazer shows up? So, what did you do this weekend, Chad? That's very cool. I also did almost nothing with my fat... What? Okay. Sorry! Have a look at what these guys have done. Now, it's not enough that Moody, I don't know, almost hacked YouTube to pull down all the timestamps of when and what April Imhole added to her Feeling Myself playlist. Okay? So, already it feels like an invasion of privacy. We have timestamps of what songs she added to this playlist when. It's almost like a chronological logging of her moods. And that's exactly what these nerds did. They took it over to a spreadsheet, and they've plugged in all the songs and received a sentiment score. Bink! And look at this. Look at these nerds. These data is beautiful nerds. These are April's emotions over the past 3.5 months with her music, okay? Sad, 32.6%. These are scored based upon the songs she added to her playlist, the sentiment of the song, okay? I don't know what this one is. This is like surprised or something. It's her O face. This is 32% is not sad. It's like melancholy. It's like melancholy. It's like not really crying, reflexive. Are reflective, you know. This one's kind of shocked. This is sad. This has got a tear. This is 14.7. So you add the melancholy and the sad together, we're at 45%. We're over 45%. And then you got this one, which is also not good. You know, I don't know what you call these emotes. 12.6. 4.2 is like cool. Love is 3.2. So not much love at all. What's this 17? Happy. Look at this. 2.1% mad. 1% sad again. This is like shocked. The happy, look at this, the happy and the rock, rocking out, 1%. Love, 1%. Police. Happiness is very low, 2.1% happy. 2.1% happy songs on this list. Hello?
Hey, Melton, I'm actually a data analyst by trade, and what's interesting here is there are 10 emotions. So you could take this to the next level and make 10 happy and 1 sad, and you could see a bar chart of, like, how much is happy and how much is sad. This is interesting. This is a good look.
Yeah, they're broken up almost into too fine of a data point. We just need good or bad. Happy, sad.
Yeah, 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 10 deciles. That bar chart will help break it out into, like, an emotional roller coaster, if you will.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Yeah, we don't need, like, love and happy. That's just both positive. We don't need melancholy, morose, and sad. We just need sad. It's all sad. So it is, yeah, I would agree. It's broken up a little too much. Too fine a point. But it is interesting. It is here. And I imagine on our Discord they could share this with you if anybody wants this information. But the other thing they've done is break out all these songs and kind of a timeline, okay? Day of the week, the emotion, and the song. And this starts, of course, on December 31st. And we roll. And we roll. And what we've done here is we've got the shows plugged in so you can kind of see what was happening, how this played out. So on Monday, she added Taylor Swift's Sparks Fly. On Thursday, she left the show crying 30 minutes in. Now, she didn't add anything until the next week. But on Sunday, the next week, 1 hour member only show, they're out of booze. And earlier that night, she added, this is right before the show, 40 minutes before the show, she had Coldplay Viva La Vida. And then they did a show where they ran out of booze. And now we're cruising through February. We get to March 19th, April running errands during the morning show. Now, earlier that morning, she had added to her playlist at 4:15 a.m., Zach Brown Band, Colder Weather, and Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars. So she's running around out in the cold, listening to Colder Weather and Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars. Kind of makes sense. It's 4 a.m. Time goes on, and here's where it gets interesting. March 31st, she's adding You and Me by Lifehouse. April 1st is the Can April Fly Solo? And we know from subsequent shows that on this day, Aaron said something to April about handling the haters. And somewhere in here, around the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, April left. April left. Now, on the 3rd, I think they spent the day together and canceled the show. On Tuesday night, here's when he announced they were going to not do shows on Wednesday to take care of the family, to work on the family. And then look at this. Look at this. And this is a mistake, I believe. Sorry, hold on. On the 3rd, this is the day they took the day off to work on family. So, okay, April 1st, Can April Fly Solo? April 2nd, Aaron announces April's taking a break. They're canceling the show Wednesday to work on family. The 3rd, the day they're working on family, April adds at 9 p.m. This is after the day. They did no morning show. They did no night show. They spent the whole day together to work on them. And then she added Journey Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, at 10 p.m. They worked on themselves all day, two shows. And then she added Separate Ways, Hope You Get Lonely Tonight, and It Ends Tonight. Now, remember, he came back on that show Thursday and said they talked. It was productive. It was good. We would have never gotten this piece of the data without this breakout right here. She flies solo. April says something, and they get in a fight. Tuesday, he announces the show's on hold. Wednesday, the day he said they were together and worked on everything, she added these breakups. I mean, it's Separate Ways. Hope You Get Lonely Tonight. And It Ends Tonight. The next day, April's supposed to be back Thursday morning. She's not. Aaron says April will take more time off. That day, she again adds another song, Shadow of the Day by Linkin Park. That night, Friday night, Ian sends in a troll video. That day, she adds to her playlist, Fun, We Are Young, Puddle of Mud, Blurry, Nickel, Photograph, Boys Like Girls, Thunder, Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes, David Guetta, I'm Good, Three Doors Down, Kryptonite, Machine Gun Kelly, More Than Life, Sugarland, Stay, Chris Brown with You, The Fray, How to Save a Life, Shania Twain. She's adding all these that day. That day. What If, Mirrors, The Edge of Glory, All or Nothing. Aaron does a one-hour members-only show that Sunday. Same day, Leave Out the Rest, Shadow of the Day, Creed, My Sacrifice, Candlebox, Far Behind. The next day, Steel Toe does a show with Johnny Crutches, Avril Lavigne, When You're Gone. At 1 p.m., she adds that. Then he does a show with Matt that night, a show with Johnny the next morning. And that morning, look at this, midnight, 1:41 a.m., Midnight and 1:41 a.m. Live all over you, Adele, Someone Like You. 1:41 a.m. The very next day, Aaron announces April will not return to the program. This is the key. This is the timeline. And again, if he wants to pretend like this means anything other than what it said, I mean, it really just tells you her mood on the daily as all this unfolded. And I believe there's some clues in that April 1st show. We've got to watch that. We never even watched it to the point where Aaron showed up. Can April fly solo? I don't know. Let's check. Can we see? All right, let's go. Steel Toe Morning Show. I thought I had this up. We're going to go to live. We're going to go to April 1st night show. Can April fly solo? And of course, it starts just like this with the knobs. This is the beginning of the program.
Okay. Hello. Howdy, everybody. Good evening. Please, somebody put in the chat if you can hear me or not. I have still yet to take the class from Aaron Imholt on how to start these shows.
Well, it's your last time you're ever going to be seen. So maybe cancel the class. I don't know when the drop ad period ends for Steel Toe Broadcasting School. Maybe don't take the class. We never saw you again. So we watched most of this show, if you remember. Aaron shows up around 15 minutes.
Yes, I don't want to be fired.
I don't want to be fired. Holy shit. Now, remember, this is a week or so after she took a day off to get caught up with all the prize mailings. And she never did that. She quit because she had to do some work. This is the theory. She got confronted that she had not been doing her job. And the minute she had to mail out 8 things, she was like, fuck this, and quit.
Chatting over bullshit life throws at you. Where's the hot one? Says Zeke. Kyle, never gonna get me. I don't know where he is. He just messaged me. I was on my way home from seeing family today. And he messages.
I was on my way home from seeing family today. Why was she out seeing family? All these things are clues because she's like ran home to be with family later this week. So is someone talking to her? Was someone putting something in her head? Did something happen?
He's like, look, I'm going to have you start at 7 tonight because I've got something to do. And I don't know if what kind of doing that is, but he's like, look, do you think you could start at 7 and be without me for a little while?
And again, is she being coded or is this how they talk? I can't do 7. I got something to do. I'll be home later. Do they both talk to each other like this? I don't know where April is. She's out. I don't know where Mubi is. He'll be back in a little bit. He said he had something to do. It's hard to tell if she really doesn't know where he is or not. I thought he was just dropping off the kids, no? Why all the mystery?
I guess. I don't want to be fired.
They were at Knicks for 2.5 days. No, you're very confused, Black-Eyed Sue. It was the week before. Anybody, the people who think they know everything are wrong every time. Yeah, because they just got back from Knicks from being there for a couple days. No, they didn't. It's all running together in that black-eyed head of yours.
King Yeti says April was pulled out of shit by Aaron. Now she lives in piss. That's an upgrade. Yes, I would much rather live in piss than shit. People call that water sports.
What is happening?
believe. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Vitaly Malirov with $5 says Aaron is probably getting initiated into a skinhead gang right now.
Imagine thinking this is good and pro. She's reading the chat and reacting slower than he does.
Maybe, because then you'd all have to, or you'd at least get to stop looking at that hairline, I'm hoping. But the thing is, I think you'd have to wax it off because you could still see the buzz marks. I don't know. Maybe he is in a gang. No hangovers if you drink all day. Amen, brother. Oh, my God. Shit.
Again, she sits here and goes, no one does the show we can do. Me and my husband, we do a pro show. What is it? I'm just going to let it play. Close your eyes and listen to the audio of this and try to follow a thread of thought.
Hey, Aaron, where's April? My hairline is not that bad. Knock it off. You unalived Aaron. Good job, April. No! Lossless, I would never. He'd have to do that to himself, I think. Because I think you can only do that to yourself. Oh, my God. What's the goal? Michael B. says, what's the goal? 250. No, wait.
Do you hear this disjointed nonsense? Again, I'm not even looking at her. I'm just listening. This is audio shit. It's audio shit. He wants to be radio where it's just audio. It's unfollowable. It's unfollowable garbage. I have no clue what's going on.
Fucking hell. Oh, shit. You guys have been sending in contributions. I'll have to go back and add them up. It's not 250 anymore. You've knocked some of that off. Thank you so much. I will go back and add them if he's not here. I'm sorry. You've been knocking it down. It was originally 250 away from 930. So thank you.
What? They always, they mix money and time together, so it's always confusing, you know? Guys, we're 250 away from 930. It's like, so it's 927? You know what I mean? Guys, we're 300 away from 4 o'clock. What?
We'll add that up in a little bit. People are talking about Gordy. I'm the other Gordy. You're not spelling...
This is what Ray does. They're not complete sentences. They're not complete thoughts. You should go with Gordy. Yeah, maybe we will with Gordy. You should go with Aaron. Maybe he is balding. I don't know. You and Aaron. We do get along mostly. But yeah. I don't know where he is. That's crazy. And you guys just. Okay, that's inappropriate. You're being blocked. I mean, this is her show. That's an impression of what she does the whole show. She's like this. I don't know. Aaron, where is Aaron? He always leaves you. I don't mind being left alone at night. I like doing the program. You look good tonight, April. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here doing a show for you people. We might do that. I'll have to ask him about that. I don't know where he is. He texted me a minute ago. But maybe he is. You're right. Maybe he is cheating on me or something. No, we're having mac salad tomorrow night. We're having mac salad. No, he rocks back and forth on the bed, jerking off all the time. That's her show. That's her show. It's Ray's show. It's Brennan's show. It's Chad's show. It's Read the Chat. Have a disjointed reaction. Again, same thing as like a heckler in the crowd yelling something at you out in a big room. You have to repeat what the heckler says on the microphone and then answer the heckler. Or else it's not a good zing. The crowd just hears you answer the heckler back. They didn't hear what the heckler said. That's all these guys reading the chat. Is that you and Aaron? No, Aaron didn't get a ticket. What? Aaron. Maybe Hobo Chili. We'll have to see. So all you hear as a listener is maybe Hobo Chili. We'll have to see. And you're like, we'll have to see what? What's happening on this program? They just read chats and regurgitate. It's all she does. And they'll tell you it's a pro show of prep. She's not even like, by the way, she's leaning. She's not even sitting up.
Adam, if he's not here, I'm sorry. You've been knocking it down. It was originally 250 away from 930. So thank you. We'll add that up in a little bit. People are talking about Gordy. I'm the other Gordy. You're not spelling his name right. Put some respect on his name. Shit, balls, Raz of Chaz. Member for 22 months. You can't listen to Aaron when it comes to hangovers or drinking. My 10-month-old has...
The sing-songy, not going anywhere nonsense. People are talking about Gordy. I'm doing the other Gordy. You're not spelling his name right. Put some respect on his name. You can't trust Aaron when it comes to alcohol. You don't put it with it. I can't even say this stuff.
I'm the other Gordy. You're not spelling his name right. Put some respect on his name. Shit, balls, Raz of Chaz. Member for 22 months. You can't listen to Aaron when it comes to hangovers or drinking. My 10-month-old has more of a tolerance than Aaron. Are you putting booze in the titty milk? I hope not. Aw, TBA Dan, Aaron cucked by Red Bar. I don't think so. I would choose Aaron over Red Bar any goddamn day.
What is going on? Are we all okay? What is the show? What is this show anymore?
He's far more attractive than him. Even when I said like he was a good-looking dude, like that doesn't negate how attractive Aaron is to me. So, toodles. All right.
Toodles. Does that mean she blocked that guy?
Oh my god, you guys! April pimp the goal more. It's less than 250.
Again, is this a pro broadcaster that has a grip on it, or is she overwhelmed and doesn't know what to talk about? You tell me. Here we go.
So, toodles. All right. Oh my god, you guys. April pimp the goal more. It's less than 250. I'm going to guess it's about like 220 away from 930, guys. I don't want to pimp the goal, just knock it out. I like that a lot better. I trust you guys. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. K-Max.
What is this? What is this?
Donald, who? Johnny Depp? Isn't that your crush, April? Yes, I would have.
Again, everything's in this sing song. You should go see with Johnny Depp. Isn't that your crush, April? Yes, that's my crush. You guys should have a whole bunch of friends. Yes, we will be doing that. You should have talked with Mike Davis. I don't know who Mike Davis. You should have
to get a pass from Aaron because I value his opinion, but yes. I'd have to give him one too then. Which he'd obviously pick. If Aaron wanted a celebrity pass to folk.
She can't even say the word to folk.
Obviously, it has to be Eric Church, right? Where, God, who else is he like? Eric Church. Ewan McGregor. Or Edward Norton. I think those are at the top of his list.
For him to fuck? Hold on. Did she just say if Aaron was going to fuck a celebrity, it'd be these three men?
Obviously, it has to be Eric Church, right?
Hold on. Is that really what just happened?
K-Max McDonald, who? Johnny Depp, isn't that your crush, April? Yes, I would have to get a pass from Aaron because I value his opinion. But
so I would get a pass from Aaron to fuck Johnny Depp, but then I'd have to give Aaron a pass, and then she guesses who he'd use his pass on, and it's three men. Listen to this.
Yes. I'd have to give him one, too, then. Which he'd obviously pick. If Aaron wanted a celebrity pass to folk, obviously it has to be Eric Church, right?
She's not even joking. She didn't even go like, it'd be a man, right? And then do the bit. She just starts thinking, who would he like to fuck, and comes up with three men.
Pass to folk. Obviously, it has to be Eric Church, right? Where, God, who else is he like? Eric Church, Ewan McGregor, or Edward Norton?
Okay. I mean, that's insane.
I think those are at the top of his list. April, do it every 12 minutes. We need to know the nut for the day. Hey, Like I said, and there is a message pinned to the top. You can see it. I just have to adjust. Hobo, I do not suck at this. I'm very comfortable.
Hobo, I do not suck at this. I'm very comfortable. The fact that she sings that at the end shows how uncomfortable she is.
I just have to adjust. Hobo, I do not suck at this. I'm very comfortable.
She's so uncomfortable. She's so lacking in confidence.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. You guys are being awesome. I have a story to get to. I also have to check out the Rumble chat. Somebody with... Oh, no.
Normal rules. I have things to get to. I got to check out the chat. I got to keep up with the... Yep. All normal stuff. You don't have to say out loud. Guys, I got to keep scanning the chat, make sure we're not getting any super tips. Keep an eye on the... Right.
Yeah. Finkelstein shit kid with $9.99. This one's not for Melton. Thank you very much. A gay pass. Yes, Michael. We can all do gay passes. It's 2024 now. That shit is not to be ashamed of. Yeah.
What are these little... She's so uncomfortable in her own skin. She has to feel these gaps of silence with these little momentary Madonna auditions. Yeah. It's 2024. You can totally do gay stuff.
For now, that shit is not to be ashamed of.
I mean, what is that other than just nervous filling space?
Passes. It's 2024 now.
I'm very good at this. I'm very comfortable. I'm not nervous at all. Is this how mama taught you? Is this how mama taught you? Can April fly solo? No.
That shit is not to be ashamed of. 24 now, that shit is not to be ashamed of.
I want that to be my new ringtone.
Be ashamed of. Day passes, it's 2024 now, that shit is not to be ashamed of. Yeah. Paul Dano, that's a good one. But he'd have to play the slave song for him. Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Right? No, the joke is that Aaron's racist, idiots. Get it? This is their whole fucking identity. No, but it would have to be the because slaves, because blacks, because we hate, right?
Answer my super chat, April from Ozone. I didn't see you as an Ozone one. Ew.
Stop mumbling, bitch. You're on. It's only you. I didn't see you.
I hear noises behind me. Get out of here. It's my show now.
April, it's never your show again after today. I mean, she doesn't. It's great because she doesn't even know she's never going to do Steel Toe again. She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know she never appears on Steel Toe again after tonight. She don't even know.
Fan funding. Here we go, Ozone. I'm going to see if you left one. You did.
Fan funding?
Ozone with $4.99. Who are you?
Sexual harassment.
No.
Both of them have their rings on here.
You have to...
Oh, wait, he doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't wear his all the time when he's out. She's got her ring on. He doesn't have his on. But I think he doesn't wear his a lot.
Sit in my seat for a couple minutes.
What? Bullshit.
Oh, shit.
I don't have a mic.
That's true. Fuck me.
You fucking Jew.
Here.
I don't have a mic, you fucking Jew. Again, like, he just thinks fag, Jew, black, trans are just great insults. Like, yeah, right, fag. Okay, Jew. All right.
Ready? Take. Fucking hell. Take mine for a couple minutes.
I'm going to be
overmodulated. You homo? No, this is great. Ozone says, Kevin said he wants you to be a guest on MLC. You in? No.
I am.
Aaron is.
I'm in.
Aaron's forever into Kevin.
I'll go.
He wants to be on MLC so bad. Remember, this is before he officially offered for her to come on. And he was like, I'll go on. And people were like, nobody asked you. It's April. Oh, well, April won't, but I will. It's like, oh, well, never mind. Again, all these guys pretend like they're too good for Kevin. They'll all go the minute he asks. I mean, you see what happens when you tell Kevin no. I told him no, I won't go on when he asked me to go on. He loses his mind at you. I can't control Melton. I don't understand. I control all these guys. Everybody wants to be my friend. Everybody wants to clamor to be on MLC.
Go on, Kevin. Your audience, I'll tell you this about Kevin's audience. They're not good at talking shit.
I don't remember MLC Men Love Cum.
Again, this is the last show your wife's ever going to do because of talking shit. By the way, someone sent me... This is not... I'm not yelling at anybody in particular. There's just a few people have been doing this. Stop sending me clips of podcasts talking about guys we talk about. I'm not yelling at anyone in particular. There were a few people this morning, and I sent emails back. One person sent me an email of like another guy watching Rakeda and talking about Rakeda. It's like and not disrespectful. I can't do anything with that. We've tried it. I told him it's like trying to pick the fruit off of a tree while another guy picks the fruit off a tree, and his ladder's in the way. I think we learned our lesson with Buschetti. Somebody kept sending me Buschetti on Artie Lang's show doing the weather. Like, no, you got to watch Buschetti on Artie Lang's show. It's like Artie Lang's sitting there picking it apart and making jokes. So I'm now I got to watch Artie Lang make jokes and try to think of a joke Artie Lang didn't make and get in edgewise. We don't watch people watch. If you have a great Rakeda video, send in the Rakeda video. But don't send in a video of someone watching Rakeda making jokes. I literally can do nothing with that. And now that was principled uncertainty in the chat. He's saying, oops, sorry. That's not a big deal. Another one somebody sent me, and again, just stop sending me this. I don't know how to tell you this. Sent me a clip of guys watching Steel Toe. Some podcast called Kino Casino. Again, do you think I want to put this on with you and watch it while we eat snacks? Like, we're going to enjoy it together? Or you think I'm going to put on another show of guys watching Steel Toe, picking it apart? Now, look, none of this is important, or I'm trying to save you time and what helps make shows good. But I did get to watching this clip of these guys, this Kino Casino guys. Oh my God. I don't mind a newer podcast or a podcast trying to grab onto something to get views and stuff. Absolutely. Do your thing. These Kino Casino guys, I don't know what they're drinking. I don't know what they're thinking. They're either trolling or they're delusional. They're over there doing a victory lap because they drove Steel Toe off the air. Now, I've never heard of you. Say whatever you want. The Steel Toe thing is a collective effort, I think, from Reddit, podcasters, all this kind of stuff. Kino Casino is over there. I'm not shitting you not. They're over there going like, and now they're like, April's quitting doing their show? Come on, we only made one video like going after them. They're over there like taking credit for it. They're idiots. They're complete idiots. I've never heard Steel Toe mention them. I've never heard him bring them up. I've heard him bring up Citizen M. I've heard him bring up Melton, Red Bar, Chad as tormentors. I never once have heard these guys go, these Kino Casino guys, they're literally over there going like, telling their listeners, you guys did too much to them, man. We did too much. It's so fucking good. I'm not kidding you. Go watch it. They're real. It's not a troll. They're like, were we that mean to them? Oh, we were too mean. Oh, we drove them away. Oh, fuck. Oh, April quit because we were too mean to her? I mean, they're over there really taking credit for it. So that's the internet we're in, man. These guys have never... Steel Toe has never once said your name or mentioned you. And you think you drove Steel Toe off the net. They're over there going like, oh, fuck. I guess we made too many clips about him. You did? You did? Nobody's ever heard of you. Anyway, I have no idea what it was. I don't know who the guys are, and I don't know what they were talking about, but it's like they are living in a land of delusion. They're over there like, yeah, we shut Steel Toe down again. Classic Keeneman Cassineman. Classic, classic, classic. It's what we do. We shut motherfuckers down. Hello.
Yeah, you still talking about those Keno Casino guys?
Sure.
Yeah, so apparently they only cover the Ricadas, and Steel Toe was aware of them because, you know, that whole hot tub incident. So they played them once on the Steel Toe show. But Aaron actually liked them for some reason. So I'm not sure why they're taking credit for bringing him down. It's kind of weird.
I don't know.
Just wanted to give some, you know, backstory.
Try again. Bye-bye. Just wanted to give some backstory. Yeah, those Keno Casino guys, they made a clip. Yeah, did they? Did they? I meant to send that clip with an explanation. I just got an email from the Keno Casino guy. He sent it because they were in that clip bragging about bringing down Steel Toe. Got it. Got it. Now, look, maybe they did do something to Steel Toe. I don't know. I think a lot of people have been fucking with Steel Toe, but it was so funny. They were over there like, wow, April quit just because we made one clip about her? It's like, yeah, April quit because you made a clip about her, you fucking idiots. You guys, nobody's ever heard of. Hello?
Hey, man, those guys are in the Nick Fuentes orbit.
I don't know what that
That's probably why you don't know him. Nick Fuentes, the racist.
Oh, the racist. Yeah, the racist.
You know.
No, I have no clue. I don't care. I don't care what orbit they're in. It doesn't really matter. I'm not mad at them. They're not enemies or anything. It's just like, it's so funny to hear somebody be like, we did that. We did that. We brought it down. It's like, you did? Fuck. I don't even think I brought him down. Again, it was everybody doing a million things. Little Emmy has sent in a movie song. We up for a palate cleanser? If Little Emmy made it, it's got to be shit. You seen her trailer? And that man she fucks named Granny? Did you tell Little Emmy? Did you tell Emmy that I got a little thing for her? It's called my dick. It's a very little thing.
Though Tony's a broadcaster bull. On YouTube, but his story's getting old. Aaron's begging for cash every single day. April's job hunting, but it's slipping away. They're a duo in trouble, a comedy of woes. Steel Toe and sidekick, April and their bros. With a mic in his hand and dreams in his head. But the views ain't coming, the channel's nearly dead. They started with passion and a whole lot of hope. But now they're drowning in an internet cope. Aaron's got his Steel Toes kicking at the screen. April's searching LinkedIn when it been. They're a duo in trouble, a comedy of woes. Steel Toe and his sidekick, April in their throes. With a mic in his hand and dreams in his head. But the views ain't coming, the channel's nearly dead.
Good man.
They tried reaction videos and pranks galore. But the algorithm's a beast. Always wanting more, now Aaron's got a Patreon. Begging for some change and April's on it deep. Hoping for a range. They're a duo in trouble, a comedy of woes. Steel Toe.
It's so bad. It's not good. It's so bad. I'm not into it anymore. It's like everything else. It'll just get ruined. We'll have to throw it away and toss our lives into the sea. Am I right? NatClo 2.0 says, please do this chat in Moody voice. I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm a one-hit wonder now. I will be at Woodstock 2025 next year. I'm sorry, Patrick. I'm a one-hit wonder now. I will be at Woodstock 2025 next year. Thank you. Colin Madden. Rico had Kumia on last night. I had no idea who Aaron was. I don't think he was feigning ignorance. Seemed genuine. They did shows on Compound, no? Can you get me a timestamp for that, Colin Madden? I would love another instance of Kumia going, who now? But I can't sit through a Rico to find it. Stella B. Kumia was a guest on the Uncle Rico show. Chat asked him, how do you feel about April and Aaron's divorce? He said, I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, again, I would love to see that. Anonymous, here's some coinage to make up for Mubi's many mistakes. Hope he gets his shit together eventually. Maybe you should fire him from your label already. Yeah, you're off my label. You hear that, Mood? You're off my label. Shit show. Moody Das Ma Artist, yo. Okay. Doghouse Raleigh, thank you for the super sticker. Little Lemmy gifted him Nobody Likes Onions membership. Thank you. Tiff gifting a membership as well. Thank you very much. And Dabbleverse becoming a new member. Black Eyed Sue says, April's last ticket will lose her license. They hired Rikeda. How did they pay him? Yeah, I heard this for the first time the other day. I don't know if this is true. April's got a ticket, and if she gets any more points on her license, she loses her license. Now, we also know Aaron got two tickets in February. So these two are just zipping all over the middle of nowhere, Minnesota, getting tickets left and right. And I guess Rikeda is going to represent April in court for her ticket. But I don't know, you know, there's no real way to get out of a speeding ticket unless there's some crazy circumstances. I went to court one time for a speeding ticket and got out of it because the officer wrote down the wrong street on the ticket. And that's all it takes. If they write down the wrong time, if they write down AM instead of PM, if they write, you know, I mean, literally that's how you get out of a ticket. Technicalities. So I think it was one of those where it's like, you know, you had like Piedmont Street and Piedmont Road and Piedmont Court. You know, neighborhoods like that. She had wrote down like Piedmont Court and it was on Piedmont Lane or Piedmont Road. So I went to the road where she wrote down, not the road where I had a ticket, not the road where I was stopped. I went to the road where she said I didn't stop. She wrote down the wrong road or street or whatever, and took photos showing that there was no stop sign or red light or whatever at that intersection. I think it was a stop sign. And you take that to court and you go, officer, of course I didn't stop at a stop sign on Piedmont Road. There's no stop sign on Piedmont Road. I literally printed it out in color. I took it to court and she lost her mind. She's like, I wrote down the wrong thing. It was Piedmont Street. And then the judge goes like, yeah, I don't know. We got to throw it out. They'll do that for, again, if they write AM instead of PM, they'll throw it out. Douglas says, great story. Okay, well, you're out of here. I told you today's not today. You may never be back. Connor said, good story. Tell me, who thinks it's not a good story? Who said it's not a good story? Who else? Who else thinks it's not a good story? Raise your hand. Raise your hand and say it's not a good story. I'm waiting. Who thinks it's not a good story? Sam V says more lies. Nobody ever said it was true. Who said it's not a good story? You're allowed to call it a lie. Who said it's not a good story? Luke Chan says the story sucks. You're out. Who else says it's not a good story? Who else? If you love the story, I'll make you a wrench. Who else? Doom. Not a good story, says Doom. You're out of here. Who else? Based on a conspiracy theory. Not a good story? Pfft. Think about it again. Your story blows, says Silence Do Good. Wow. Forget about it. We'll ban everybody who doesn't think this show's the best, and then I'm the best. Say I'm the best. Say you love NLO. Say I don't lie. Say I'm good. Serial killer said it sucks. Woo. Woo. Bye. You think I won't? You think I won't? All of you can go. Everybody. Say I'm bad. Say I'm not good. You don't drive, says Potato. Banned. Oh, my God. Doom has two bands. Not good, man. Banned. The Turn. Banned. Your story moved me emotionally. Banned. You suck. Banned. You can punch it up. You're banned. All this is true. You're banned. Narc much? Banned. Ah! Pat is getting movified. Imagine Carrie. The sad part is I don't even know who I banned now. For the bit. Oh, I left Kushkin. God damn it. He would have definitely been gone in my little bit. It's too late now. I can't be picking up the mouse again and clicking. You lucky you made it this time. You're lucky you made it this time. Sounds embellished. Bill Blur is banned. You lied under oath. Steve C, you're banned. Somebody remind me to undo all that. I'm going to have to watch it back to see who I even banned. I don't even know. This is a disaster. Cousin IT, you're banned. Who else thinks it's a disaster? Who else thinks this isn't the best show that's going so smooth? Who else thinks this isn't the way I wanted it? Who else thinks it's not going smooth? Say it's not going smooth. Say it. Say he didn't plan for it to go this way. Say it. You won't. You won't. Say he didn't. Say this isn't what he planned. Say it. Say this isn't what I had planned for the 7:30 hour all along. This was my 7:30 bit. It's actually down on my thing. Ban people as a joke at 7:30. It was down on my rundown. Fake bannings at 7:30. Great show, shit story, says shit show. Banned. Banned. FKA mommy, banned. You're banned. No, you're out. You're banned. You're banned. You're banned. Banned. FKA mommy, banned. Greatest show, banned. Banned. Hold on. Banned. Banned. Carlos Danger, you're banned. Clubber Lang, you're banned. Kina K, banned. Cardiff's Kids, you're banned. Now what? Now what? You think I won't come for the big dogs? You think I won't come for the known? No one sits in my chat and talks about something I don't want. No one. Josie Wales, you're banned. Just type something and see if you don't get banned. Rigor Morris, banned. That's kind of funny, actually. Rigor Morris. You're fine, Rigor Morris. It made me laugh. Anthony Schultz, am I banned? You're banned. You're banned. Smirksteak, we're not starting a band. You're banned. DL, banned. Brian Johnson said this story is BS. You're banned. You're banned. And from banned from Hackamania. Don't bother coming. Shit show. You're out of here. Who else? Who else wants to talk shit? Ramon Gray says something. Huh. Kiff Dunnage, banned. No one calls me fat. Who else? Who else wants to fight? I can't ban everybody? You think I can't? Tiff said it's been a long time since mommy's been banned. Banned! Banned! Kissing goodbye. Bonin, banned. Concern Troll, banned. Kush King is here. Fine. Skeddy Tooth, banned. Agent Gerb, banned. Jesse James, banned. Black Eyed, banned. Flying Oil Can, banned. This doesn't add up. You don't add up. Fred Robinson, you're banned. Aussie Man, you're banned. I O'Connor, you're banned. Stella B, banned. Little Lemmy, you can stay. Tell her that I think she's pretty. Dog, wait, what? Banned. Doom, how is Doom here? Banned. Okay, I can't do this anymore. Everybody will be unbanned later. That was exhausting. Imagine doing that. Imagine fucking doing that. That was so exhausting. and it weighed on my conscience very heavily. I can't imagine doing that for real. Like, it wore me out. It gave me the sweats. Your story sucked and you're enormous. Banned! Ah! Sam V is still here. Oh, God. Oh, God. Anyway, we'll get everybody unbanned. Or we won't. Or we won't. Everybody except Flat Cat. Hackamania is getting to Melton. How dare you, ban? It's not. It's not. It's all going fine. You're dumb. You're dumb. I don't even know what's happening anymore. And now they can't super chat or anything. Black Eyed Sue, I didn't say it was yesterday. Quit only screaming at me, you dork. Shut up. Shut up. You're banned. Shit show. You're banned. We all know how she got the black eye. I mean, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Now, Panhandler's here. You're banned. You and Flat Cat are banned. The chair's bankrupt and melted. Ah! Oh, God. Oh, God. What a fun, fun bit. What a fun, fun moment we all just shared in the sun. B. Smiley the Third. Aaron mentioned Keno Casino and that terrible freestyle he did. What? He did? Oh, I thought he was just saying play Keno in a casino. That's the name of the show? Doghouse Riley. Hey, buddy. Bone and the Carbarian. I, too, am banned. Benny Bento. I'm 5'8". Is everybody happy? Is everybody happy? Wow, Doom Clone 11 banned. How high can we get? Let Doom stay. Doom can stay. That was a mistake, banning Doom. I like the cut of his jib. Buck Naked, did you get my text? I never got an answer, Steve. I never got an answer. I like when people mail me a link and then tell me a timestamp. It's like, you know, you can just check a box and include the timestamp in the link, so it just goes there, right? People don't know how to do it. People don't know how to make a timestamp link. It baffles them. Okay, this is, what is this? The BS, this is Uncle Rico talking about something. Oh, wait, 2623.
That one cut deep for him. David Fuller. Well, the package we're going to watch tonight, he's out of the Kevin
The package we're going to watch tonight. Can we stop acting like we're a TV network?
And in business again.
Oh. So, oh.
You're just Who in knew? Time. You're just.
What's the package? They just drag John's latest show to a folder? All right, tonight's package is all ready. Oh, great. Mr. Kill Everything's here. You guys all thought he was going to be mad at me. No, he just yelled for an hour. I guess he's not. I guess he has no feelings about it. You're right.
Just not for the fallout, to make a bet on when he'll be back in the Kevin Brennan.
Of course.
So you're in time. Aunt, have you heard of April LaRue and her husband, Aaron? They are O&A wannabes who are every Jocktober hack mixed into one. David R. Fuller, 2 months.
No, I have no idea.
I mean, you can't write in nicknames and then when you're like, Anthony, do you know Moobster and the Scramp? They're a morning show that tries to copy you. And then he's like, no. And then you're like, he's never heard of Steel Toe. It's like, well, you called it Moobster and the Scramp. You called it April LaRue and Aaron. You didn't say Steel Toe Morning Show. It's not really a get. Is that what I got sent? Was that it? I need my foot soldiers. And again, I feel douchey even calling you my foot soldiers. I don't own people. We don't really have an onion army, although we are looking into getting blouses for everyone. The point is, I hope you don't embarrass this show by going after other shows with proof like this of things. Do you know? You know what I'm saying? This isn't this. You're sending this into me to get Steel Toe. This isn't a real big, we got Steel Toe. You called them a different name. You called them April LaRue and Aaron. And then he's like, I don't know who that is. And you're like, he doesn't know who Steel Toe is. Eh. He probably knows who Steel Toe is. You didn't say Steel Toe. Again, if you called it the A and A show, and then he was like, I don't know who that is. And he was like, he doesn't know Aaron and April. It's like, I mean, you didn't say Aaron and April. But That's just what I'm saying. So it's fine. I'll say this. This isn't really a get or a win for us. And I would just ask that you please don't email other shows trying to get people with that level of got him. If that makes any sense. Can you send Chip Galloway out here, please? Send him out where? I need everybody to... I know we're all limited to how much we can type, but can you send Chip Galloway out here? Out where? Out west? Do you see why I want to quit? You see why I don't want to do a show? Why would I want to do this show? Why would I want to do this show with you people? Ugh. Angry Melton is insufferable. If you think this is Angry Melton, you're dumber than the dumbest person we have in our existence, in our circle here. Imagine thinking this is me angry. This is me meh. This is me meh. $70 to the goal. My goal or Aaron's goal? Because my goal is a jet ski. We're a long way off, I got to tell you. Can we watch Bauer today? It's been a minute. He's been pretty boring, to tell you the truth. That's why he's not really been worth following along lately. But there was...
And if you guys want to pick up some merchandise...
Do you guys want to pick up some merchandise? We don't. This is 2 weeks old, and it's the only Bauer really worth watching in the last 2 weeks, to tell you the truth. Oh, I forgot all about my rim. All week long, I forgot about my rim being curbed. Why did you have to bring that up and remind me about that? I forgot all about it. Fuck. Melton acts like it's so hard to put on a live show. Chad already told us it was easy. Shut up, Bedabbler. Banned. Bedabbler, banned. Dime card, banned. Bill Clinton, banned. Eric Cartridge, banned. David Fuller, banned. Black Eyed Sue, banned. Matt the Pool Guy, banned. And Ota Otoyo, I don't even know, banned. Redbird, banned. Wizard Nug, banned. Kush King, you're fine. Doom, you can stay. John Doe, banned. I only want... Kegel, you're banned. Who else is banned? Banned. Painkiller, banned. Internet Person, you're banned. E-Dub, you're banned. AWOL, banned. They do make jet skis that big. You're all liars. LL Cool, he says he's not banned. You are banned. Believe it or not. We're going to be banning you. Banned. Weller, banned. Chris Hall, you're banned. 73 Caddy Daddy, you're out of here. Chris Hall, you're gone. This gives me anxiety to even do. Why would you do this? Why would you do this to people? This is exhausting. What do you get out of this? Max Pringle, you're banned. Muted Growl, you're banned. Kutzkop, Meredith Halfpenny, get out of here. You're banned. Cabby One, you're banned. Apar, you're out of here. Jack the Ripper, GP Mech, you almost made me ban Doom again. Chris Hall, you're banned. Sam V, you're fine. You've been banned enough, Sam V. You're allowed to stay. April LaRue, you're banned. Citizen M, you're out of here. I was helping. No. Sam B can stay because he kisses my dick. I can't. They keep coming. New names keep coming, and I can't ban them. It doesn't even work. How does it work? Fatty Patty really mad. You're banned, Johnny Rockwell. You're banned, me. You're banned. Everyone worse is saying everyone unbanned. Hold on. How are these people getting unbanned? Raytard, banned. Rerun, banned. Banned. LP, banned. You're out of order, banned. This is getting hard to do. Buzzard Bob, banned. Podcast customer service, you're banned. Can I help you unban? Can I help you ban people? Yes, Addicted to Ubiquity. Ban everyone except Sandvik, Doom, Fearless. Those are the only people I want in my chat. Doom, Sam V, and Fearless. That's it. Everyone else banned. Apar, for the rim grift. Thoughts and prayers to the Lexus. I forgot all about it, actually. I'd like to buy $20 worth of no ban insurance. Drive-by, ban him. Ban drive-by. How is April LaRue and Arizona Mesa Tom here? Ban them. Ban them. It's a hard life just banning everyone. Ban them. Hackverse, Greg Edwards, Mr. Kill Everything, Brad Thacker, Mario Lopez, you're banned. You're out of here. You're banned.
All right, world. How you doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
I love his today. That little bouncy penis mic he has now.
Here's a walkie-talkie. Haven't done one of these for a while for various reasons. Because sometimes it's tough for me to walk and talk.
No chatting. We're going to try this rule. No chatting. New rule. No chatting. If you chat, you're banned. If you super chat, you're banned forever. If you super tip, you're banned. No more tips the rest of the show. No more gifted memberships the rest of the show. No more chats. Ban Sam V. That's a super chat. That's a super tip. Ban Sam V. You've been warned. Chad says this show is not good. Banned. You think I'm putting up with that? No chatting. All the chat stops. I want my chat dead. Ban Patrick Michael. Ban Hey It's Travis. Ban Maga Ray DeVito. Ban Coco McGee. Ban Bucket. Ban Kindergon. Ban No. Ban Punchdraw. I want it. Everyone's got to stop typing. For real.
Sounds really dumb, but it is. You know, you got to look around at your environment. Make sure you don't hurt yourself.
Hold on. The reason he hasn't been going for walks is because you got to look around your environment to make sure you don't hurt yourself. Realist Stevie Lou, banned. Going after my wife. Imagine this loser. He still thinks that. They're going after my wife. Hold on, I banned Benny Bento. How is he back? How is Dirty Deeds back? Ban him. Ban them all. No typing in my chat. No typing.
And sometimes I don't know what to say, you know, because I talk too much normally. But hey, here's a video. I appreciate you guys.
People aren't leaving either. We're like banning you, and they just stay even though they can't chat?
Been a blessed couple days, so I just wanted to send you a message of love, respectability, and all that other goodness. and just say hello, hello. So,
how does he think microphones work? No, you want to tuck the base of it up under your chin and then aim it away from your body.
How was this Easter weekend for everybody? I saw my brother. That was a beautiful opportunity to hang out with.
See? Addicted to Ubiquity said, God, this is exhausting. Now you know why Steel Toe has to have 35 mods banning everyone. It really is. Like, it was giving me agita. Fucking banning people. I want only Nightbot and mods. Everybody else banned. No typing. No chatting. Don't ban Nightbot.
Him. And.
What are we doing?
Do some stuff with him. You know, he's still alive post-rehab and addictions. And it wasn't looking good for a while. I mean, he still has scary diagnoses, but we were blessed to have some time together amid all this stressful situations and times that I've been dealing with, and a lot of people are dealing with it, let's be honest. It's not just me. But that being said,
that microphone,
let's continue a beautiful walk.
This microphone, what is going on? Why is it just pointing out?
Look at the sun and just realize we're alive and be grateful. And a lot of you amazing people have supported me recently.
Guys, I'm getting distracted by the chat. How there's so much chat going on? Can we stop chatting? I mean, just enough with the chat, everybody. I'm trying to do a show. Stop chatting. Hello?
Just calling in my chat.
Don't chat. No. No chatting. Fuck. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Imagine being such a loser. You have to keep signing in on alts. There's a lot of shows where you can chat. We're just not one of them. Guys, we're just trying not to have a chat with our show. Hello.
Hey, buddy. Just calling in my chat. Can you tell Chip Galloway he stinks?
This is upsetting me. Where do they keep coming from? I don't know. I look, man, a lot of shows give you choices for chats. We're not that kind of a show. We don't do chats. Like, we don't want to chat. We're not trying to have a chat. Go to other shows have chats. We don't do chat here. Like, fuck.
Recently, become members of the channel, subscribed, some donations and stuff like that. And there's other people that are offering me help in a genuine nature that I just, all I can say is thank you. From the bottom of my heart.
He doesn't take it, but thank you. He's just like Mubi, you know? Hey, if you're serious about getting your store together and your shipping and your logistics stuff organized and coming up with processes, I'd be happy to spend an afternoon. We could probably get it all done and help you get that done. You know, so many people have reached out and offered to help. Thank you so much. That means a lot. So do you want help? You know what? Thank you so much. That means that you reached out to offer to help. That means so much. Yeah. So do you want help? Do you want me to come help you get it organized? Man, just you offering means the world. Yeah, they don't want a computer. They don't want an order process. They don't want prize night. Do you think he wants prize night organized to go smoothly where you can go check your entry or check the status of your mailed out prize? Or no, he doesn't want that. Hey, we can help you build a website up so your listeners can track their prizes. Hey, man, thank you for offering to do that. So you want me to do it? Thank you for offering. It means a lot. People have been so nice. So do you...
It sucks that, you know...
The same with so Donkey Lips. Like, so many people have offered genuine help. Thank you. Are you taking any of it? No. If I got a new computer, I'd have to do stuff. So I'd rather just tell people that I can't.
Sometimes this is my life where I have to.
Hey, where'd all the chat go? Is the chat room broken? Oh, there's just not any conversation. Hit the like button for Fearless.
You know, explain my issues and my problems and sometimes ask for support or, you know.
We've banned everyone from the chat. This is awesome. This is the best. Finally, I can do this show unencumbered by thoughts and opinions of others. Whew. It's everything I always wanted. If it weren't for these pesky phone lines. Hello? Hello?
All right, before you say there's no chat, can I mail you a letter to the P.O. box?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I'm sending it now. Thank you.
Thank you. We love your P.O. box stuff. P.O. box 4948 Mountain Vista Street. Or sorry, 4948 Mountain Vista Street, P.O. box 13932. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Go ahead and send me something. I don't know. Whose fault is all this? Whose fault is today, by the way? We do have an executive producer today. Dr. Cream Jeans. Dr. Cream Jeans, this is all your fault. And I don't know if he's here or if he's banned or if he's not, but Dr. Cream Jeans, this is all you're doing. Thank you to all the high roll. Do we have? No, not working today. My high roller. We just updated it with all the new high rollers. Keel, George, Shane M1980. We updated it. Rhubarb Diff. You get it. You get it. Don Coyote, $5. Hey, Melton, I'm just super tipping my chat. Your mods can't ban me now. Yeah, and I can't even ban you from super tip yet. But we will. We will.
Hopefully I earn it. I'm trying my best. But let's be honest, I'm never the person that is good at ever having a real job. It's not my journey.
It's not my journey to work. Sounds like Kate Meany. It's not easy for me to have a real job. It's not my journey. What? Go tell your boss that. I'd love to do that, but it's not my journey.
I earn it. I'm trying my best. You know, explain my issues and my problems and sometimes ask for support. Or
there's Dr. Cream Jeans trying to chat. Trying to. We're not going to let it happen, Cream Jeans.
You know, hopefully I earn it. I'm trying my best. But let's be honest.
Oh, no. This is going to be bad. Hello?
You got me, Milton! You got me!
Hey, Buzzard, you're banned. He hung up.
I'm never the person that is good at ever having a real job. It's not my journey. I've had multiple jobs growing up in life.
I've never been a person who's good at having a job. It's not my journey. It's just not my journey, Smollett.
Oh, first off, I hope this audio and mic is working. It seems to be a little clipped on, so.
It seems to be a little clipped on. My clip-on microphone seems to be a little clipped on.
Let's hope. Hopefully I don't walk and talk for 20, 30 minutes. And nothing, but it's not my journey. You know, I've had multiple jobs, security guards, working in
Security guard. Imagine this guy trying to rough you up or kick you out of somewhere. Can we get Michael Ray Bauer to be security guard for Hackamania, May 31st through June 2nd in Las Vegas? Use promo code NLO at Hackamania.com for tickets. I was a security guard. I was like, don't make me get up out of this chair.
Tell comic book stores. I was like a night janitor at a Kmart.
I was a night janitor at a Kmart. What?
To make ends meet, recycled cans, not for a living, but when I was younger, to make any money. And it's tough, man. Real life.
The reason I don't get a job at age 50 is because I remember when I was little, I recycled cans and it was tough.
That stuff is real, real tough. You know, working real jobs, 9 to 5. But in today,
ban Rachel. We don't allow chatting. Sorry, Rachel. No chatting in our chat. It's a new thing we're trying today. No chatting. Can we get Sir Votsef out of here? No chatting.
Today's world, is that really available? I mean, they just raised the minimum wage for fast food.
No chatting, Shades Cal.
Food workers to $20. So that's pretty dang interesting. Because how is that going to work or play out? I mean, let's just talk it through together. Yeah, it helps out the fast food workers, but why didn't the minimum wage across every state or even California go up to $20? You know, like just the fast food. Well, fast food is normally for workers, you know, maybe you would think that it's for like high school to younger people to get a job. You know, well,
it is. It's supposed to suck. So you go, wow, I don't want to be a lifer here at the fry station.
They're transitioning to other jobs to make more money. Now the $20 an hour fast food pays more than sometimes other jobs.
Bauer doesn't understand why it's not $20 minimum wage in every state, in every city. Because the cost of living is different in every state and every city. Stupid. You stupid fuck.
In California.
Again, imagine. I don't know how you know so little at such an advanced age. No chatting, please. No chatting. Mr. Z, no chatting. So Thorough Joe Burrow, no chatting. No chatting. No super chats, no memberships, no tips, none of it. It's for other show. Again, you can go do this at any show. You come over here to chat? This is a show.
You know, like at $16 an hour or $17, whatever the minimum wage is. So, yeah, it makes people now want to work in fast food. But then the fast food are going to raise prices. The restaurant chains, they're going to raise prices. And then they're going to fire people or they're going to bring in kiosk. You know, because they're going to want to limit their employees. So they're going to bring in computers and...
Man, he's thought about everything.
...kiosk, you know, to get rid of some people because they have to pay $20 an hour now. They're also going to hire more people temporary. So I don't even know if they get benefits, you know, being full-time. But it's just... It ain't going to work. I mean, if you're going to raise the minimum wage, you don't do it for a certain genre. Or a restaurant or chain or whatever. You do it for the entire state. For every single person.
Oh. I didn't know.
I mean, California's gone to shit.
Oh, boy.
Homeless everywhere. I don't know.
He's getting political.
It's just... That's a topic. That's a 5-hour topic for another day.
Hello.
But getting back to having... A blessed couple of days. My spirits are good. And.
Guys, please don't chat. It distracts the show. Please don't chat. No chatting. We don't. Not only do we not allow crosstalk, we don't allow talk. We're the only show that doesn't allow talk. Period. By the way, I do need somebody in the chat to tell me if Steel Toe's hitting the goal.
It's kind of like a godsend coming off of the, you know, the Nickelodeon documentary, which, man, like, that is so scary to all of us, hence why, you know, I told my interactions. But a lot of feedback, and it sounds really dumb, but a lot of positivity came from me making that video, but there was also a lot of behind-the-scenes negativity, you know, for me just telling my interactions. And then, you know, we have investigators.
He's so mad that he wasn't molested more. I could have been somebody. I could have got a settlement.
I call them investigators, but, you know, hey, what's going on? So I had to make a second video to try to answer some of the questions. But it brought negative attention to people that were not even associated with my interactions.
Hold on, they didn't hit the goal?
And
let the chat go for a minute. Let the chat go for a minute because I'm trying to find out if they hit the goal. So let me get let them get the word to me. Did Steel Toe hit their goal today? Oh boy. Rumble? He didn't do a members only show last night because he said, we'll have to do it when we're back on. We'll have to do it when we're back on when we're back on YouTube. And it's like, why? Why can't you do members only? He's still going, so he must have hit the goal, huh?
Ridiculously true. I've lost all my tautness in them.
I love them.
I was a bicep terrible.
Look at these babies.
I was a terrible tricep guy anyway. I had the terrible triceps, but now the biceps have softened too.
Mm-mm.
I got to get back in there.
I my legs not working is real nice for my arms.
It's good for the arms?
Oh, God, yeah.
He's got his stupid sippy cup back again.
Well, that's. You got Popeye forearms now. All right, guys. So go ahead and hit that $30. Or I'm getting out of here at 10:15. I feel used.
Wow.
Get me inside of $50 and I promise them 30 minutes of overtime.
All right, ban all those people.
Don't knock it out. So by 10:15, I get bitter. Lander says, all that hot buff man meat. I bet Aaron goes crazy.
So hold on. Again, everybody who donates for the goal, he just bails early if you're not. I don't get it.
Well, is that him going crazy or is that everyone else going crazy and he just catches?
Scooby Jooby Jew with $25. Thank you very much, buddy. That means you guys have got the last five. Scooby Jooby Jew says, let's get out of here. Let's fucking call this a win and watch a bunch of cool shit. He says, lost a bunch of weight since I became a VIP. I could use a new t-shirt. All right, Scooby, go ahead and send me your info, and then I'll get that sent out to you. No problem.
As soon as we order shirts, as soon as we get the shirts ordered, we'll get the shirts to you. That's the Steel Toe.
He's also
guarantee. Cha-cha-cha.
It just, people got angry at me, you know, for whatever reason. And it's a thin line. So, you know, I ended up feeling bad that I, that I made the video. And I should never have to feel that way. But it's just a very scary time. Then, you know, we got this convention called SplatCon. It's not associated with Nickelodeon, to my knowledge. You know, so I'm promoting and doing all that because they're paying me to be a guest and a little bit to promote.
Lost a bunch.
And I want to get that off the ground because I know a lot of friends.
We almost called Hackamania SplatCon. SplatCon.
That were actors in like Nickelodeon in the 90s or 2000s. And
wait, since you became.
What the fuck?
I think that convention is needed. Sorry about the plane, guys. Hopefully.
I think the convention is needed. I do. People have been clamoring to see all these has-beens from Nickelodeon. SplatCon. I got a SplatCon. SplatCon.com. Oh, boy. SplatCon is coming to the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. October 19th and 20th. Purchase tickets today. Vendor and artist alley applications are open now. Space is limited. Tickets on sale now. Should we get a booth? Look at this. Lane Torin from Hey Arnold. Jameel Walker Smith from Hey Arnold. Alyssa Reyes from All That and the Proud Family. I don't know any of these people. Cheryl Chase. Again, I have to talk to this woman. This looks like somebody I would make fun of on my program. Melanie Chartoff. Hello? No thanks. Hey, you are my favorite rugrat, you old bitch. I mean, what is this for? Michael Bauer, salute your shorts. They're paying me. They're paying me to come, SplatCon. Hello? Andy McAfee, huh? What is this? All these women look like they've done nothing since Rugrats. Donnie Jeffcoat. Natanya Ross. Anyone? SplatCon is not affiliated with Nickelodeon, Paramount, Viacom. SplatCon is a fan convention produced by fans for fans. Tickets may not be available at the door. Purchasing in advance is the best option. $600 for VIP. $200 for other VIP. Oh, that's hotel and VIP. SplatCon weekend pass, $80. SplatCon is cheaper than Hackamania. $80. SplatCon is cheaper than Hackamania. Hello? Vendors. Exhibitors. What are the exhibits going to be? Artist Alley. One artist alley table, $240. Two artist alley tables, $470. Artist Alley. Maybe we should set up a table out in Artist Alley, you know? Show off some of our NLO creations. Sponsors. Want to display your brand in front of thousands? What if NLO sponsored SplatCon? Huh? And then, like, Donkey Lips had to say it? YouTube.com/TheSplatCon. That works well. Twitter? SplatCon. We just added Mikey Reed. Can you believe it? Mikey Reed. I can't imagine going to see this. Who are these losers? Hey Arnold? Hey Arnold, is it? Blech.
Not too loud. But I think that convention is needed, you know? Let me cross the street somehow. But I think that convention is needed, you know? And
here's an anonymous 20. Kevin is a nut. Couldn't stand listening to him talk to the psychiatrist as if he's the only one right about anything. I didn't listen to it. Honestly, I just didn't listen to it. I don't have a reason. I'm not going to put it down. I'm not going to shit on Kevin. I can't imagine. All right, we're going to go into YouTube Creator Studio, and we're going to unban everyone in one fell swoop. No more bannings. It's too late now. No more bannings. And now everyone's unbanned. Ready? Ready? We're going to unban everybody with the push of a button. Woof. You're all free. Everyone is now unbanned. Everyone is unbanned. Every person ever. is unbanned. We did it. We did it. It was just a test. It was a lockdown just to see if we could, and we could. You're all back.
But it's not associated with Nickelodeon, to my knowledge. I mean, whoever knows.
For why? For why? For content. I don't know. For fun. For fun, we wanted to ban everyone. It was fun. We did it. It was a joke. It was just, you know, to kill some time. It was a laugh. It was a lark. It was gay, as Jesse James says. Whatever the reason. It's whatever reason you want it to be. He didn't prep. He needed content.
Who's the man running everything behind the scenes? I don't know.
Now, ban anybody that spams or does in towers like Modern Haze. You're gonna have to ban people again.
But again, my stories were not really with Nickelodeon, you know, in my videos that are currently now behind the paywall or it for my members only. I don't know what I freaked out and I got scared. I just getting so much feedback and
I got scared, so I put my shows behind members only. I figure if anybody has $1.99, they're probably not a bad person.
You know, a lot of it was positive, but some of it was harshly negative on my heart and my soul and for my stress. So I was like, look, people got my story. They've critiqued it in videos or podcast. You know, let me put it for members only. And I'll release it again, probably.
If you got unbanned, hit the like button. We're trying to get to 700 likes this morning. Can you imagine?
You know, in a couple weeks or whatever. Because, you know, I still want it out there, even though I'm afraid for it to be out there because of all the negativity. But, again,
I've never seen somebody, whatever that string cheese is he has that connects his upper lip and lower lip with all spit. Take a drink, lick your lips, do something. I don't need to see spider webs being stretched out, you know, tableside mozzarella. Fucking every time he talks.
Go back and forth with everything, with deleting videos or...
Ugh, it's so gross. Look at the fucking string cheese in his mouth every time he...
Is it the right content? Am I going to piss somebody off saying the wrong thing? You know, I don't want to bring their spirits down. Like, you know, I've been told, don't ever talk about your brother. That's your personal life. Why do you bring it up? You know, that's disrespectful to him. And I'm like, man, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know? But sometimes you guys, it sounds really dumb. You guys are the only people I talk to.
We know. We know. Old fucking Chiptooth McGee.
I mean, I got amazing.
Probably his actual string cheese. It's actual string cheese.
People in my life, but I don't reach out all the time. I'm not that type of person. I just disappear, you know, unfortunately.
Behind what? Another planet? That's called the eclipse. I just vanish. I get between the sun and the earth.
But
why does he limp? That's a good question. I don't know.
I just hate having an anxious, overactive brain.
He always does this. Every show. Sorry, I'm just a unique person because I have an overactive brain. Yeah. That's what it is. Anonymous, I think there's something wrong with the AI voice chat. Just wanted to let you know. No, it works fine. Zero, member for 12 months. Thank you so much.
I hate having, you know, the health issues I have, and we're currently doing some tests. I just did blood work recently because this was a very stressful 2 weeks.
He calls pumping his heart blood work.
See how out of breath I am already just from walking? But, yeah, I have a lot of health issues, and some days I wake up and I have nothing. I have nothing.
Some days I wake up and I have nothing.
Nothing, nothing, if I don't have you to.
Sorry about that. Fuck, do it again.
It's definitely a no for me, dog.
But everybody has their own stuff, so I don't ever want to minimize
or he has an overactive saliva gland.
Sound like a narcissist, but this is a video talking about my life, you know. But I always will empathize and respect and try to understand everybody has issues.
Like the brokest people with no work prospects just hanging around. I gotta live in L.A. I gotta live in L.A. What am I gonna do if I don't pay the highest taxes in the world? The most cost of living ever anywhere. I gotta be here in L.A. or I won't get any more gigs.
Some worse than mine. And they still get up and go to work for 10 hours a day. And those people are so damn strong. You're probably one of them. I just want to say I love you. You're so damn strong. Oh, the Lord blessed you.
What is going on?
But, yeah. So there's that.
All right, guys. You're going to get an Uber back.
Sorry. I should write down subjects to talk about. Let's quickly talk about my Happy Aliens podcast. I want to go back to it, but again, for a while, every video was getting flagged, and to me, I was putting in a bunch of work to the best of my ability. I was putting in a bunch of work, and every video was getting flagged, so I couldn't even make $3 to $8 off of a video.
Hold on. The reason he's not doing a podcast anymore is because it kept getting flagged, so he couldn't earn ad revenue. Ad revenue is pennies. Pennies. So the reason he's not doing a podcast is because they get flagged and he can't get ad revenue. I was earning $3 to $8 a video, but now they won't even let me do that. It's like one $10 super chat earns you more than that. Hello? Go live and get super chat. Stop ad revenue.
And then the way I was doing it was kind of weird. I'd sometimes have to do interviews with the people, like days before. And the process became really bad and weird. And then...
Well, who gave you the process? It's like you chose to do it that way, and then now you're saying I can't do it because of the process.
I need, like, donations or super chat money.
Nobody's still blocked. Nobody's blocked. Again, you can... Look... This will just be the end of it. I won't be yelled at anymore about it. Everyone's unblocked on my end. So either YouTube takes time or whatever you guys want to bitch about. Everyone's unblocked on my end. Hello? I will not be yelled at about it again.
While I'm making the videos, because otherwise if YouTube flags everything for whatever reasons, you know, I don't make any money. And that's typically my job. It's not a good job. But I was trying to make it my job.
Yeah, so was April. All right. Argue with yourself. Okay? Go fuck yourself.
So I had to put a back burner on that. And then right around that time, you guys.
Just argue. I'm telling you what's what. No one's blocked. No one. They were all unblocked. Yeah, well, they are still blocked. Well, they're not. Yeah, well, they are. Okay, now you're blocked. Bye. Bye. Go be a dumb bitch in another place.
You all know the situation. My computer that I built like 12 years ago, I tried to update the BIOS and it broke everything. But it's a blessing.
How is it a blessing?
When I'm walking around, because I have to save money wherever I can. I mean, I live that life.
Hold on. My computer broke, but it's a blessing because I'm walking around.
I hope I can go live, but I can't go live on my phone because I don't have a big data plan when I'm walking around because I have to save money wherever I can. I mean, I live that lifestyle, like the minimalistic lifestyle. So again, thank you.
Oh, yeah. A minimalistic lifestyle, unless I'm ordering pepperoni pizza. Hello?
Patrick?
Yeah.
This is Mesa Tom, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm enjoying the show, and I'm blocked.
Well, no, but you're not.
Well, I don't know.
I'm blocked. Whatever. All I can do is click a button and unblock everyone. So look, if it takes time or something's going on, I understand, but you're not. I'm telling you, you're not.
Okay.
On my end, there's nothing I can do. Everyone's unblocked. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All I'm saying is there's nothing I can do. All I'm saying is everyone was unblocked on my end. You understand what I'm saying? I believe that, like, someone isn't able to type or something, but, like, again, he's not on my end. There needs to be a refresh or a something. Not on my end, no. On my end, no. I'm just letting you know. So. And then no goes, oh, it's all backfiring on you. It isn't. I promise you, if no one was able to type ever again, it wouldn't be backfiring on me. Nothing that happens in this chat room ever determines my success. Well, Melton blocked other people. Now he can't unblock him. It's kind of backfiring. I'm wrecked. I may never sleep again. Fuck, I wish I hadn't have done this. It's all crumbling down around me. It's all backfiring. Fuck. Now I can't unban people? Whatever will I do? I really fucked myself here. I should have thought about it before I did it. I'm so dumb. But now I'm remorseful and have tremendous regret. I really fucked up. Yeah, I thought about it like that.
Everybody for the help and the support, the donations. And if you guys want to pick up some merchandise or whatever I got going on, some autograph photos.
I can't be wrecked. I can't be any more wrecked. Hello? Hello?
Thank you for using call.
I won't. Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's the deal with the new venue? Bentley told me it's 6 miles from my hotel.
T.O. Hank, I'm going to cancel your ticket.
Revoke?
Yeah.
You're going to revoke?
I couldn't think of the fucking word.
No, don't revoke my ticket, man.
We're canceling no. Both of them.
You gave the other one away already.
I haven't given it away yet. I don't know if he's coming. Right. I told him, Spurg Snake, or who is it? I forget. Yeah, I think he's going to take it, though. I think he said he got tickets.
All right. Earl wanted it to go to some hot gas, he said.
Hot gas.
I don't know what that means, but I don't.
Oh. Well, a man can be hot cash. You're a hot cash.
Oh, man. I got to hang up on you now. Later.
I bet that asshole of yours becomes the hottest gash in town, especially if you're on the treadmill. Hey, Melton, it's T.O. Hank. Aaron M. Holt Radio on Gmail to request your merch. Aaron M. Holt Radio at Gmail. Hey, April never sent out my merch from last year. Hey, I'm just writing about my merch. April said I was getting a hoodie. April said I was getting a gift card. Aaron M. Holt Radio at gmail.com. I believe it. Hello.
Thank you for using callmylostphone.com.
What? How does this work? Thank you for using callmylostphone.org.
If you can't go to the conventions, BlackCon, check out my merchandise links below, my donation centers, my PayPal.
Donation center?
Whatever. And I appreciate the love and the support. And hit the bell for notifications when I go live again. Hopefully this weekend. I'm going to test out the computer. See if I could just broadcast and talk. I know I can do it.
Everything's been broken for weeks. But now he's going to test it and see if he can broadcast. Sorry, guys. Haven't been able to broadcast for weeks. My computer broke. But I do have another computer that I've just been staring at for weeks. I'm going to try that. See if I can do a podcast from that one. Oh. Oh, okay. Hey, quick question. Could you have done that 2 weeks ago? Try the other computer. Sorry, guys, can't do it again. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try the computer I have, see if that'll work.
Put on my phone. But you guys get sick of me seeing me.
Yeah, everybody who ordered Steel Toe merchandise from NLO got their Steel Toe merch. It's weird.
What's up, puppy? You guys get sick of seeing me in my...
Hey, Aaron, are you interested in setting up automatic shipping and getting a procedure down? You guys have been so great. Thank you. Thank you.
My apartment, always in the same two or three rooms. Well, that's all I got. And they're not even rooms. It's like one big room with a little wall. But it's okay. I'm the man living in a box.
What happened?
That's my life. And I'm okay with it for now. I want more, though.
When? You're 50. By age 50, let me tell you something. By age 50, you should be able to clearly see the rest of your life. That's just a fact. You should have severe clear and see the runway and start bringing this thing for a nice smooth descent and land it. You should know where you're going to live. You should know your financials, all that. He's like, it's fine for now living in this tiny apartment, but one day. Hello.
Hi, Patrick. After Hackamania, could you consider turning on Earl Skakel? That guy sucks.
Why do you think he sucks?
I don't know. There's just something weird about him, like that gas shit. And like, I watch his stream.
I've never
sometimes.
Met him. I'm hoping it's a shtick. I'm hoping in person he's not just obsessed with women like a teenage boy.
Yeah, he gives me dark vibes, dude.
So that's
please turn on him. Do it.
We'll see. We'll see. Thank you. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, Bauer's 50 years old, okay? By 50 years old, I would think you'd be like, if you're not living in your, like, forever home, you know, I think you would have plans. You're like, we're building it, or we're hunting, or we're saving up. He's 50. He's living in a little corner apartment. He just keeps going, it's fine for now. I'm blessed. But one day, hopefully, you know, things pick up and I'm able to have room on a countertop for both a microwave and a crock pot. You know, wouldn't that be a blessing if I actually had a range to cook on instead of a hot plate and a smile? But it never happens that way, does it? It never really does. We're all unblocked, but the current stream needs to end in order for it to be reset, as it's cache related. Logging out and back in fixes it too. Again, not my problem. You know, everybody can scream about you're blocked, you're blocked, you're blocked. You're not. You're not, unless you've been reblocked, in which case you are. You are. Voice tips option has been removed and banned. It's been banned? Sorry, super tip. Patrick Melton, creator of Super Tips here. We've banned Super Tips. Moody will have the voice. Moody? We'll have the voice stuff hopefully fixed for tomorrow. We're just tweaking some stuff behind the scenes, making it more robust and resilient and future-proof. You know? You can't be relying on one service. You got to build in redundancies and fail-safes and whatnot. He says he's doing all that. I'm like, why don't you do it when we're not doing a show? He's like, shut up. And I do, because he's smarter than me. He knows code. He wrote Supertip completely in assembly language, which I found impressive. I was like, why don't you use some sort of, you know, JavaScript or Python? He's like, no. I only write in COBOL.
All right, guys, girls, my beautiful peoples. I'm going to get back inside. I got a little bit of a 30-minute walk, which is good for me. And I said I was going to buy I ordered a bus pass recently for low income.
I ordered a bus pass for low income? I ordered a bus pass. How do you... They come in the mail?
So I'm sure I'll get that in the next couple weeks. And then maybe we can take an adventure.
How do they deliver it? By bus? I ordered a bus pass. That'll be coming in April to June, Not sure when.
In the bush. Even though I'm afraid shitless in California, maybe we can take an adventure on a bush. I can go watch a movie. I might be alone.
Him and Chad both go to movies alone. You know, Gladwell Ape told us Chad rides his bike to the movie theater and watches movies alone. Even like kids have friends to go to the movies with. One senior popcorn, please. One senior soda. And one ticket for 50 Shades of Grey.
But I could at least get out and do something and try to vlog it or film something for you guys, even though I don't have editing equipment that really works. And I know you can edit on the phone, but...
Yeah. Insert excuse here.
Yeah. I can hardly see in life, let alone try to edit on a phone. Ugh. That's what old men give you.
No, Michaela got reblocked. Michaela got reblocked. She was actually reblocked. I can only be told 9 times to do something that I've told you I've done. And then you want to keep yelling at me to do it? Okay. Okay. Do it outside.
Because I'm 49 years of age. But I'm still alive and I'm here. And I love you all. I love you all. Trust me. Respect that. I know I say that to everybody. But you can mean it. And you can love everybody. Until they hurt you or wrong you, you can love everybody. Lead your life with love.
Love everybody until they hurt you or wrong you.
And I will be okay. All right, everybody.
They had to make that mic.
I love you. I'm going to shave.
To look like a penis, right? There's no other reason to make it like that. Chud in the dark pulling his pud. Oh, no. 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 Would you guys? I'm on the fence. I could just leave right now. I really could just get out of here. There's a chance for an afternoon show. But, you know, I could just leave right now. Or, and hear me out, is this the kind of day? Is this the kind of day where you would be interested in meeting someone new? Or is it too late? Is this show tainted? Jeru says, I just got here. Come on. Jeru, you've been gone for weeks. I don't know where you've been, but we moved on without you. Our chat used to love you and your participation, but you haven't been here in forever. So we all kind of forgot about you and moved on. Gary Coe, you never have to tell me you're going to leave. I'm serious. Maybe we do got to start correcting people. You never have to pipe up and let us know you're going to leave. Get on, then. Get on. We're going to ban everybody again. Second time in a row. All right, I'm leaving then. Okay. Okay, thanks for interrupting the show to tell us. Guys, Gary's going. Guys, Gary's had enough. You're not. You know as well as I know. You're watching the rest of the show. We both know. We both know, nerd. Second of all, you know, I'm going to leave. It's about me. It's about me. I'm going to leave. Melton needs a nap. I don't. I need smarter fans. I need more intelligent fans. I want people who are dumb to not listen to this show. I really do. I want less fans. I need 300 solid fans watching the program. 300. And I wish we could cap it. And I wish every day you'd have to take a quiz that would allow you in or out. Every day. Because people who think it's important to announce to a room that they're leaving, we don't care. Just go. I don't know what psychological games you think you're playing, over here. I'm not steel toe. I'm not sitting around edging to hit my next goal or number or whatever it is. I don't even know how to spend your earth money. It's worthless to me. Arizona Mesa Tom, I'm enjoying the show, but By the way, Colt C, since I can't chat, I saw a Western Diamondback rattlesnake out hiking, maybe. New. Hacker Mania, May 31st through June 2nd. They say log out and log back in, or it'll just be fixed the next show. Don't worry about it. We're having fun over here. So it just... It's up there with super chatters like Addicted to Profits who try to like lord money over you. Like, if you don't do this, I'm going to take my fight. Do it. Fuck. There's a way to talk to people, and it ain't by you telling everybody, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop watching now. First of all, again, you're not. If we could get a sniper outside of Gary Coe's house to look through a sniper, and not to shoot him, but just, you know, for the sniper scope. Sitting on his couch right now watching this jerk in his little pod. I guarantee you, if Gary Coe doesn't have his dick in his hands right now, I'll eat my own cock. That's true. And all right, do we want to, you don't even know. Dumb people don't know they're dumb. Spurging on fans. You're goddamn right. Spurging on fans. You're goddamn right. Patrick, there's a way to talk to people. There is. Get out of here. Michaela's never coming back. That's a fact. It's too many strikes. Josh from Jersey, aren't you the one crying and threatening to leave? I can't explain the show to you. I do that every goddamn day. I might quit my own show. I'm not even threatening anymore. I'm just going to do it. And you'll be sorry. You'll all be sorry when I'm gone. Hey, hold on. Did Patrick just leave? Yep. Skeddy 2 John says, you would never ban me. I have your baby. Is this true? She preggers with my McGregors? Yeah, that's the point. The point of it all is that I get to do whatever I want because it's my chat. You go start your chat. Gary Coe, I'm never coming over to your chat. Why are you telling me that? I don't know. I thought that's what we did. I thought we just announced our intentions. I will never be in your chat. That's fucking mean. Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Jen from Celebrity Talent. How are you?
Great.
All right, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I received a request for a booking Stuttering John for your event.
Yes.
Okay. Is now a good time to talk?
Sure.
Cool. So can you just fill me in with like the event details itself and we can go from there?
Yeah, it's a podcast and comedian gathering. It's May 31st, June 1st. Las Vegas, and we're just having a lot of podcasters and comedians. We'd love them to come out and perform.
Okay. Is this a closed event, private?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have your venue booked?
Yeah. We actually have two venues booked because we're actually selling really well, so we're moving venues currently.
Okay. What's the venue?
It's called Notoriety at Neonopolis in Las Vegas.
You know the capacity?
600.
Okay. Okay. I have him booking between 7 to 15,000. That doesn't include expenses. I'll send you over an email right now of what we would need to do to get our firm offer, and we can go from there.
And will any of that budget go towards caffeine to perk you the fuck up a little bit? Jesus Christ.
Okay, we don't have to work together.
Beat it, bitch! Nobody wants to work with you, fucking whore. Oh, boy. Looks like we're not gonna... Just got off the phone, guys. It was on mute. You probably didn't hear. Looks like we're not gonna be able to get Stuttering John for Hackamania. Okay, we don't have to work together. We don't! We don't! Did I blow it? Did I blow it? Was that rude? Was I rude? Fuck. We're going to have to try again. We're going to have to try. 7 to $15,000. He's been getting 7 to $15,000. Has he? Has he? On what? On what? He's not an open micer level comic. I mean, he's been getting 7 to 15,000. You're dreaming. You're dreaming. By the way, did you just have a, is your range 110%? Could get 7, could get 15. How do you decide? How do you decide? And by the way, the reason they want to know is how big is the venue, how many tickets have you sold, how many people do you expect? They want to know if they can gouge you. If this is a public comedy club, you're like, he'll take $200 in an Oreo. Oh, it's a private event for 600 people? Yeah. Usually he gets like 2 virgin goats and a deed to some property in the Hamptons. Usually he gets like 50 grand and like a gift bag full of jewels. Usually he gets 7 to 15,000. He doesn't usually do anything. He doesn't usually work. He usually spits on himself and passes out next to a warm Coors. That's what he usually does. He usually gets 7 to 15,000. And then when I said, does any of that money go towards caffeine to perk you the fuck up? She goes, okay, well, we don't have to work together. Really? We don't have to work together. Imagine being that sleepy on the phone. Hi, interested in booking Stuttering John? Are you interested in booking Stuttering John? I'm sorry, what? Is this her calling back? Hello?
Yeah, Quad here. Yeah, I see you desperately want Stuttering John on the show. I don't know if there's anything I can do to facilitate that, but yeah, I'm pretty much his co-host at this point. So
yeah, I mean, I can pass on the word. I heard you yesterday doing all that. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what. I don't want to get involved.
Whoa, in your scams. Sounds like you're accusing me of something here.
You
I just called in to try to be helpful.
I don't want
to
get mixed up in your bit with Stuttering John. Please, please, please don't.
Whoa! I don't do works. I don't do bits. This is all on the up and up.
Shut up.
No. Come on. I can't help you. He owes me a favor. He said he would come on BYB, but maybe I can hook you up with Hackamania.
Yeah, tell him we'd love him to come out to Hackamania. We'll give him a VIP ticket. And
how much money are we talking about here?
No money.
Let's be serious.
Exactly what he's worth.
No, come on, Malton. No. Stuttering John's not a fucking Ray DeVito. You can't just be like, oh, it's a free vacation, and you can stream while you're there.
Well,
that's not going to fly with Stuttering John.
Well, nobody said that to Ray DeVito either, but keep making something.
No. No. We all know what you said. That's why we keep repeating it consistently.
You get a free vacation and come out and stream?
Yeah, you have a table set up where everyone's an equal, like Joey C., right? Correct?
There's going to be a table set up where people can stream. That has nothing to do with Ray DeVito. Ray DeVito is not allowed in the venue. Ray's set in from outside on a screen. He has to stand in the parking lot and perform.
I mean, maybe you could consider having a greeter and pay like minimum wage. I think Ray could actually do really good at that job.
When are you going to give this up and walk?
Wow, that's hurtful.
Walk it off, Quad.
Hunchback.
Walk it off, Quad.
Lose weight, Hunchback.
Wow. Yeah, that's fucked up. Banned. Banned. Nobody calls me a Hunchback and gets away with it. Nobody. You think I'm going to sit here and just let a man call me that? Get fucked up. Get fucked up. BYB podcast, speak of the devil. If 700 people are watching, why is the chat so slow? Good point. Dill Dog, I missed what happened. Can you start at the beginning? Yeah, tomorrow. Single mother of five. She is. She meant $7 to $15,000. Oh. I loved at the end when she was like, well, we don't have to work together. No shit. Regular rules? Nobody has to do anything. We don't have to work together. No one ever calls for this guy. No one ever calls for Stuttering John. Perk up a little on the phone. You know? She might as well be yawning while she's booking the guy. It's pathetic. Dill Dog, don't get caught up in Quad spokes. I won't. I've had enough. I've had enough. So I hope you're all happy. And I'm not even sure if I'm actually grumpy or just, you know, I have so much to do and I'm anxious to like stop the show and go do that grumpy. You know what I mean? I don't know where I'm at. But we'll probably be sniping Kevin later. So come back from LC. Melton chose violence today. I'm telling you what. I'm going to start choosing violence every day. Every day. I don't know if I'm ever going to ever again be involved in a situation where I don't murder people. Somebody has a case of the Mondays. You're not kidding. I don't know what it is. My stomach is tangled. No fat jokes. Kimberly Nicholson, have a great day, Patrick. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you to say that to me? And by the way, Kimberly, you know, just Kim. Just Kim. We're just going by Kim. So it works better. Trust me. People can go, who's coming over? Kim and them. Nobody got Kimberly and her friend. Mountain, you're a little out of control. I know. That's the point. It's rude. Mountain's got to take a shit. No, I already did that, believe it or not. I made Plop. She's tired because she's constantly taking goof bookings for Stuttering John. That might be true. But I wouldn't be yawning. And then she's like, is this a good time to talk? Is it for you, bitch? Is it for you? You want to wipe the sleepy out of the corners of your eyes? You want to get a coffee and let me know? Is it for you? Learn to code, fatty. I'm coming over into that chat. Can we get that speeding ticket one more time? Can we get that speeding ticket one more time? Who? April? Can we get a speeding ticket one more time? I don't know what half of what people are saying means. I really don't. I think people think they're like being like, I couldn't be any more clear, Melton. Can we get the speeding ticket again? Yes. Like the reason I'm confused, maybe it's not clear. The reason I'm confused is I don't give out speeding tickets. And I never gave you one, so I don't know how to give you one again. So therefore, the whole message is just lost on me. Do you understand? I never gave you a speeding ticket. So how do I give you it again? And you want the same one again? You don't want like a new speeding ticket? I don't know what's happening. Do you understand? I don't know what any of you are talking. I feel like I speak a different language than other people. And maybe I do. Maybe it's all me. Never really thought about it. Can we get a speeding ticket again? Yeah, I guess go speed. If you go speed, you'll probably get a speeding ticket again.
Come on, man.
Hey, Patrick, could we get a speeding ticket again? Yes? No? You understand? Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to answer to that. It breaks me. It's like a syntax error, and my whole head shuts down. Can he get that speeding ticket again? My number one flaw is assuming you're not retarded. So I just go inside myself and start analyzing it, and I'm going like, he can't be retarded. I have to be retarded. So what does he mean? Can we get that speeding ticket again? And he's really smart. There's no chance I'm fucked up. He wants the speeding ticket again. But I can't. But I have no... I really don't know. I really don't know what it means. Kimberly Nicholson, again. I change it to Kim. Have a great day. Fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Too short, long dog. Pat, do you ever do stand up in London at the Backyard Comedy? I don't ever do stand up. No, I never did Backyard Comedy Club, Top Secret, Leicester Square, Angel, the Comedy Store. Can we get the speeding ticket story one more time? Okay. Fuck. One word. Okay. Fuck. That changes the whole thing. Can we get the speeding ticket story one more time? Oh, so fuck you. Okay. Now I get it. Fuck you. No, I'm just saying, what is she hiring Ricada for to get her out of the speeding ticket? What's he going to do? Kim sent this in twice. I change it to Kim. Have a great day. I'll change it to Kim. Have a great day. Back to back. Back to back, Kim. Thank you. Can we get the speeding tickets? Oh, it was like a dig at me. It was like a fuck you. Your story sucked. Ban everybody from the chat again. All right. Everyone is unbanned. I don't need any attitude except for the like four people we rebanned. And as soon as I stop the show and start a new show, you'll all be unbanned. So I guess that's the only option. So try to come back later. Everybody will be unbanned. We'll do it. I don't even know. Hello. AUD member for 12 months. What does this mean? People are doing it to fuck with my mental health. They're doing it now just to fuck with my mental health. They're like, let's send in things that almost make sense. Let's send in things that like seem like there's something he was talking about, but not. And then he won't be able to figure it out. It'll drive him fucking crazy live. We'll watch him scream about it and have a meltdown. Then we'll send in, 6 minutes later, we'll send in a clarification that makes him look stupid. How did you not know he's talking about the speeding ticket story, idiot? I don't know. Addicted to ubiquity, Q, Jeru, IQI? What's happening now? IQI. Or is that an L? This is all this guy's fault. This is all Dr. Cream Jean's fault. We've never had a show like this. Banning everyone, unbanning everyone, banning more people for saying they weren't unbanned, people calling in, demanding speeding tickets. Addicted to ubiquity. He doesn't get it. Look how foolish he looks. What's going on? Fearless is saying the turn.
I'm not built for this internet.
Why are you doing this to me on a Monday? I don't feel well. I was on the edge, but now I'm just calling it. I don't feel well. You're all fucking with me. Everyone's fucking with me and everyone's being mean on the internet. Can I take tomorrow and work on my family? Can I just take time for me in April tomorrow? I never get to work on my family. I'm going to start bringing my wife on the show so we can go have time. So that you'll understand we need time. I'm losing my mind. Ricks. AUD, LMAO, sorry I accidentally hit send too quickly. Love you, Grouch Pants. Have a fabulous day. It's too late. 15 years, Pat. That's enough. 15 years for what? 15 years of what? Get all the prizes mailed out first. Fearless is banned. No one's banned! No one! Melty has a hurt soul and spirit. No! No! I'm fine! This is all normal. I'm fucking fine. This is normal. You're the wrong ones. You're the dumb ones. I'm fine. Get to the new guy. We're not doing a new guy. We're not doing a new guy. You want a new guy? Check the mirror. Check the mirror. Our newest guy ever just walked in. He's here. Go check the mirror. If you think I'm not seconds from being out of here, if you think the High on Cigarette song isn't queued up, ready to go, so I can vanish. You're not paying attention. It's been queued up for a while. Can Melton fly solo? Everything's not fine. Everything's not fine. Which is it, Melton? Is everyone banned or is no one banned? Shut up! This may be the end of it.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
Comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes?
He was kidding. He was kidding. He wasn't. He wasn't.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker. So both the family probably get arrested.